Purim Perek Tav. In Inyani Purim, we find five halachas where the poskim deal a lot with respect to the women, whether the women have the same din as the men or not. So maybe I'll go in order just to discuss that. The first is Parsha Zochar. Let's go through the din. The first is Parsha Zochar. The Mishnah Megillah says that there's a takana that you have to lay in Parsha Zochar the Shabbos before Purim. Is this a din midrabbanon or is this a din midatorah? The Parsha Pshat is only midrabbanon. The Hechat says that it should be a din midatorah. So the Tesis in Megillah and the Tesis in Brachas and the Rosh and other, all the Baliyah Tesis, whenever they discuss this issue, Tesis always chaps on the Parsha Zochar is a din deraisa, because the Gemara discusses in Brachas and Megillah whether Kolatar Kula B'cholosh Nemer, Kolatar Kula B'losh Nakodesh Nemer. Are you Yoytze Kriya Sater on the level of deraisa? The Mishnah has a Machleika Satanaim, are you Yoytze Krishma in translation? We pass can yet. So the Gemara says, and what about not Krishna? What about Kolatar Kula? Are you Yoytze Kriya Sater in translation? So Tosus asks, what do you mean Kriya Sater? Kriya Sater is only Takonim with the Rabbanon. Where do you have a Kriya Sater that's deraisa? So Tosus always says Parsha Zoch. Parsha Zoch is deraisa. And that's what the Chinuch suggests, that possibly the Parsha Zohar, as we lane it once a year, every year, is a real din deraisa, because the Torah says Lois Ishkoch. And the Achorinim explain in the Sefer HaChinuch, in the Kavanas HaChinuch, that the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that the Shir Shikcha is Yid Beis Chodesh. The Gemara says, my cotton, it's a Gzeir ala mei, sheishtakeach min aleiv after Yid Beis Chodesh. So the Shir Shikcha, that people usually forget things after a year. So therefore, perhaps it's really a din deraisa that you have to learn Parsha Zohar once a year, every year. That's why some Achorinim Tain, if you have a Shana Muberes, so then you have 13 months between one Parsha Zohar and the other. So some say then you really have to make sure you go to shul for Parshas Kisetze. Yeah, so you should have your Parsha Zohar, you shouldn't have full 12 months go in between. Alright, and others say, labdavke, as long as it's once a year, every year. The Chinuch is not too sure about this. The Chinuch really thinks that maybe the mitzvah is once a lifetime, maybe the mitzvah is once every couple of years. It doesn't really say in the Chumash. It just says Zochar es Shas Lucham. Molek, then it says Lo Yisishkach. So the Gemara says in Megillah that if you Tchesem and Aleph, that if it would just say Zochar, I would think that it means B'machshava, that you would say B'machshava, as long as I remember the story of Amalek. But now that it says Lo Yisishkach, so it means I should remember B'moyach, B'machshava. So Matam Olam, Zochar says Zochar means B'peh, that you have to be masked with that. But it doesn't really say in the Gemara, it doesn't really say in the Chumash how often you have to learn. So that's what the Chinuch is mistapik. Maybe once in a lifetime you would say, maybe once every few years, and maybe that's what he concludes, and maybe the takana that the Chachamim instituted, it is only a takana the Rabbanan to lay in Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before Purim. That's not a din deraisa. Purim is not deraisa. But perhaps the Chinuch says maybe the mitzvah to lay in Parsha Zohar once a year, every year, maybe that's really a din deraisa. The Chachamim were just misakin, and you should lay in it right before.
You read it 1 week before. There was a story in St. Martin's. They were away for the weekend. My brother was there. They were afraid they wouldn't have a minion this Shabbos, the Kachway, there was no minion. So they read Parsha Zohar the week before. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that's so terrible about it?
We discussed once, I think. There's a Machlekes Achreinim. Let's say someone missed Parsha Zohar.
The other way around, about a week before.
Right. So there's a Machlekes Achreinim whether you can only lay in these Dalet Parshias on these Dalet Parshias. Or starting from that Shabbos that Parsha Shkolim is supposed to be, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar till Parsha Zachedesh. That's the season. So if you missed 1 week, you can lay in the next week. So that's Machlekes, the Maharam Shik, and some other Achreinim. The Achreinim have a Machlekes about that. So that's a din of Parsha Zoh. We know. So now the Shaila is where the women are obligated in Parsha Zoh. So the Sefer HaChinuch and other Rishonim say explicitly, seems that the only Rishonim who discuss it all say that women are potter. And they all give the same time. No, that's what Achreinim say that time. They say, why is it in Mitzvah Shaz Magroma? The Sefer Marcheshes, of Henech Egis, he was a dayan by Rav Chaim Moshe. Rav Chaim Moshe was a dayan by him. He was much older than Rav Chaim Moshe. He was this Kan HaHoiro in Vilna. They appointed Rav Chaim Moshe as a teenager, I think, as a dayan in Vilna. But Rav Chaim Moshe was much greater than him, but he had the Acheretz for him. Had the Acheretz for each other. So Rav Henech Egis has in his Sefer a new Einfall. He suggests that women are potter from Parsha Zohar because Milchama is a mitzvah shasman grom. because Parsha Zohar means he should remember Amalek to wage war against them. But whoever is part of from waging war is part of in the midst of Parsha Zohar. And Muhammad is Magroma. Why is Muhammad Magroma? Because he only waged war by Yom and not by Lail. That's how it says in Tanakh, that they only used to fight in the daytime, not at night.
That's
what the pshat is, that that's not a good svara. Balayla and hechatimtsa, it's dark, so you can't fight balayla. You can't
because
fight balayla.
Because the women would not
by have... Abraham, didn't. If you can fight balayla, body fight balayla.
Somebody has a ptur from the Golden War, so he would be put in Parsha Zohar. Somebody...
No, that's...
Right? There may be other people also who will be put from Mechama, who will be put from Parsha Zohar, according to these Rishon. And these Rishonim themselves don't say like the Marcheshes that it's a mitzvah. Shazman Groma, Muhammad says Man Groma because you don't fight by Lila. It's a very shver svar. The Pashtas, they say that women are not drafted in the army. Gius bonus. The women are not drafted in the army. The Chumash only says that you draft the men, you don't draft the women. So since the women are part of Muhammad, so the male are part of Pashtas. That's what the Rishonim, the only Rishonim who discuss it, all say the same thing. The Chinuch and some other Rishonim, I think the Reim, the Rekech, they all say that women are part. Based on this Taki, Shlomo Levilna writes in his Tshuva Sefer Binyan Shlomo that Kohanim are part of Parsha Zohar. He says that a Kohen cannot be the Bal Kore for Parsha Nishiva this Shabbos Parsha Zohar, the Bal Kore was a Kohen. So Shlomo Levilna writes in his Sefer, he was a Kohen, Shlomo Kohen Vilna. So he was a Kohen. He writes that Kohanim are also cannot be drafted in the army. Because the soldiers are always around Mason, they're not allowed to be Metamel of Mason. So a Kohen can't be drafted, that's what he assumes. He can't draft a Kohen into the army. So therefore, just like women are part of from Parsha Zohar, because he cannot draft them, so Kohen are also part of from Parsha Zohar. So he writes that his brother told him he has a mafteach, a table of contents to his sefer. Binyan Shlem is on Arachaim, and Atzi Almogim is on Yeridei, it's in one vine. So he has the mafteach in the beginning, so he gives you the table of contents. So he writes in the mafteach, that in this siman he's going to talk about his original chiddush that Kohanim are potter, and the Kohen cannot be the Bal Kore because his potter manadova cannot be moitzi the others. But my brother Bezalel Vilner, who is much older than him, who is a bigger dayan, also a dayan of Vilna, they're both in the back of the Vilna Shas. So he says, my brother told me it's utterly ridiculous and I should take it out of the sefer. The back of the sefer doesn't appear. It just appears in the mafteach. He writes with his whole shtickle Torah as an elaborate mafteach, not just one line. Has a whole paragraph what he's going to write about, and then he says, my brother told me it's ridiculous and I should leave it out, and he left it out. As it says, the rest of the Shtigal Torah. This is what the Rishonim say. Oh, so the Kohanim is really difficult, because Be'emeth, the Gemara in Kiddushin, in the first parak, talks about the din of Yifas Toar. The Chumash says, if the soldier falls in love with a... after they win the war, after the Jewish army wins the war, not in the middle of the fighting, after you win the war, and he falls in love with a Shiksa, so he can convert the shiksa and marry a special dinam yifas toyar. So the Gemara raises Gemara says, Benes yifas toyar is a chiddush go. It's a chiddush. Chiddush means it's an exception to the rule. Because normally you cannot convert a person bal korcha. You don't take a shiksa and you force her to convert and then you marry her. So it's Benes a chiddush. So the Gemara says, what if a kohen is a soldier in the army? Is he also permitted to take a yifas toyar? Because the din is that a kohen is never permitted to marry a geiris. But a Yisrael is also not allowed to marry a shiksa. So it's a chiddush for a Yisrael anyway. So maybe once the Torah is mechadesh that a yifas toyar is muta because like Dibur Torah connected Yetzahar. So the same Yetzahar, maybe a bigger Yetzahar. Maybe the Kohen has a bigger Yetzahar. So maybe the Kohen is also permitted even though there's a double aver, even though there's a problem of a nochris and there's a problem of a giyaris l'Kohen. Maybe not. Maybe I should say that the heter yifas toyar is only for a plain Yisrael or a Levi, and the special hat that doesn't apply to a Kohen. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, a whole alam de shesugya in the Gemara. So from the Gemara you see that the Rak Kohanim was soldiers.
So that's not a right. It could be either Bechemesh Mitzvah, or that happens if the Kohen didn't go to the army.
Okay,
didn't
okay.
Have to
go. Okay, right. Okay. Okay. Mashiach.
No. The Shulk Muhammad is a chaplain.
He was going to the army.
No, he just blows the shofar.
He stays in the back.
Yeah, but Goran doesn't fight. He just blows the shofar and he gives a drush and then he goes back home. It's all a dead general. He doesn't fight. He passes on the head of Rakhman. Could be. But the Pashup shot in the Gemara, the Rishonim don't make a fuss. It sounds for the Gemara that there's no big chiddush that a Kohen is in the army. It sounds like you do draft a Kohen. That's the Pashup shot. In England, they had a shaila years ago when Rabbi Nathan Adler was the chief rabbi of England, a long time ago, 80 years ago. 90 years ago, a long time ago. So they had a shaila whether they permitted the Kohanim Tani didn't want to go to the army because they're not allowed to be Metamel Ameis. So I think he wrote a psak for the government that they are allowed to drift the Kohanim. Whatever, a shaila. Against Rav Shlomo. Okay, so that's one. So the Rishonim who discussed the topic say that women are potter from Parsha Zohar because they're potter from Muhammad. Either the potter from Muhammad, like the Macheshes says, Rav Henachegis, that it's a mitzvah says to Shazman Gromit, because you don't fight at night, which is very, very difficult. I'll be Parsha, that's a Hechetimtzah. If you could have a method of, if you have radar, Avraham Avinu had radar, so he fought by Laila. If you can, by Yicholak Alein Laila. If you can fight it, like, there's no halacha that you're not yet to the mitzvah of fighting if you fight at night. It's just a hechitim to be on. So how can you consider that a mitzvah says the Shazman Grom? And then Rishonim say a different halach, not that it's a Zman Grom. They say you don't draft women to the army.
But there is a pasuk that says, we quoted one, because the pasuk that says, by Mechemes Mitzvah, I feel like Kalamichu Pasa.
The Mishnah, yeah. The Mishnah in Sarita says that Kalamichu Pasa is also drafted. Yeah, it doesn't say whether she fights or she cooks the food. They have to have a cook also. Doesn't say exactly what she does.
She says
that's
not a woman that Melchum only comes when the Koyin, when the Melech declares a Melchum. It doesn't, it's not Noik all the time.
Yeah, but that's not a Zman Groma, that's a Sivui.
Yeah.
An occasion. That Zman Groma means that the calendar is Mechayim.
Yeah, never a calendar which is Mechayim.
No.
It was only against the Shivami, but like
right.
This. But
no, Zman Groma Heis L'Marshal Yeshiva B'Suk is Zman Groma.
Yeah,
because
right.
When it comes that calendaric day, then you Mechayim.
But Mechayim there's never such a thing.
Right, so that's why Mechayim Alpi Pashtas
is
not a Zman Groma.
It's a Zman Groma for everybody.
No, it's not as Mangrom
for anybody. Mechom is not as Mangrom.
Doesn't go under the realm of
only when they declare.
Quite what you just said, but that they have to cook or they can help in the army. What is this tremendous of Shailat Lami that the girl wants to do Shailat? She doesn't want to go to the army. Why do you also say in Beis Yaakov, Yod Vayava?
They tell me that it's priests.
Even though you have a Shailat, you just quoted me in a Mishnah that says, Mechemes Mitzvah, you can schlep them out.
If you need them. If you don't need them, you're not allowed to. So the Mice and Eretz Yisrael, they don't need any of the women. They have enough men to take care of the whole army. That's the shot. It's an Indian apprentice.
So
in the
priest,
she's
making a shot of peace by the
The Gemara has the reverse. No, the Gemara says it's in the reverse. That Gimel Mitzvah and Stavi Yisrael Bichnisosim. We learned in the Sanhedrin in the second parish. The Gemara says when Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, they became obligated to fulfill three mitzvahs in this order. The first mitzvah is Lahamed Lahemelech, and the second mitzvah in this order is Lahachar Zara Shal Amolek. If you don't have a melech, then you can't fulfill the mitzvah. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Amolek. It has to be dafka with a melech leading them. And then after Amolek is wiped out, then the pasuk says Kiyachrosh. When you have peace in Eretz Yisrael, Mikol Agecho Misoviv, then the third mitzvah is to build Binyan Beis Abchir. Before you have peace, when there's still like now, there's no mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash now in 1985, because they still have the PLO and they still have the Arabs are giving them a hard time. So the mitzvah only applies when you have shalom, when there's peace and the Jews are really in control of Eretz Yisrael. Then the Torah says, "Mikol Eibach Misav." If then is a mitzvah to build beis
hamikdash. How about the time of Ezra and Nehemiah? Was no peace.
Well, there was peace.
They went on the
war
afterwards. That's when they were building.
They
but
had
later
permission
on they
from
had
the government, though.
Maybe there's no chiyuv, but you're allowed to build.
Yeah, you're allowed to, for sure.
But
the
they don't have a
melech. Yeah.
They don't have a melech. I mean, one of the requirements is that it's a melech.
You have to have a melech to have a molech. And then after you have peace, then after a molech is wiped out.
They don't need a melech anymore.
The Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a machlokes in the Gemara, whether you need a melech to be mekadesh the Makom HaMikdash. The first Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you can only build a Beis HaMikdash al pi Melech and Novi Burim v'tumim v'kain Godel. Just like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they had a Melech and a Novi, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech and he was the Novi, and his brother was a kain Godel and his brother had the Urim v'tumim. So just like then you had all four, so too it says v'chein tasu l'doros, that in future generations, whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash, whenever you extend the Makom HaMikdash, you have to have Melech, Novi, Urim v'tumim v'kain Godel. So the Gemara has a machlekes in Shavuos, and the first paragraph of Shavuos doesn't mean b'chol leilutan or b'achas m'chol leilutan. Do you need all four to be mekadosh the Makom HaMikdash, or is it enough if you have one of those? So the shot is in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Urim v'Tumim and there was no Melech. So how could they build a Beis HaMikdash? So there are two answers. Either you say kitchel l'shay to be kitchel l'asi lover, that the kedushas HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech created was in Skatcha Lasid Lava. So in the days of the Bai Sheni, since there was no Melech and there was no Urmetumim, so they could never extend the Makam HaMikdash. And to be Mechadish HaKdushas HaMikdash wasn't necessary, because it was still there from the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Wherever the Kedushas HaMikdash was, from the days of the Bais Rishon, it was still there, and they never extended it. That's one suggestion. One Amora says like that. And the other Amora says, no, that Kedushas HaMikdash was Batlo. At the Churban HaBais Rishon, the Kedushas HaMikdash was Batlo. And Ezra had to be Mechadish anew. How can it be Mechadish anew if you have to have Melech and Novi? So the answer is, Ba'achas Nikolai Latana. So they had a Kengo. They had a Novi. They didn't have a Melech, and they didn't have a Urim Etumim, but they had a Kohen Gadol, and they had a Navi. So that's enough. Ba'achas Mikolei Lutma. That's the Machloek. So the Rishonim again. So the Rishonim who discussed the topic of women regarding Parsha Zohar, the Chinuch and the others all say that the women are part of Parsha Zohar because the women are not Mechuyev to go and involve themselves in war, and the mitzvah of Zohar has to do with Mechiyas HaMolech. The Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer HaChinuch disagrees. And the Binyan Tzion, but Rabbi Yankiv Etlinger quotes that Rabnos Nadler, that was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, who lived there in Frankfurt. So Rabnos Nadler gehalten that the Chinuch is schwer. That is all the Rishonim we talk about, all say the same thing. He disagreed. And the Chinuch, Rabnos Nadler disagreed with the Rishonim. And they said that women are mechuyev in Parshas Zohar. It's not as man grome, and who says that there's a connection between Zechiyas HaMolech and Mechiyas HaMolech, even if women are exempt from Mechiyah. They're still mechuyev in Parsha Zohar. So that's why they insisted that they should have Kriyas Parsha Zohar for the women. The women have to take care of the children in the morning when the men go to shul. So they instituted in Frankfurt and in other communities in Germany, based on Amnas Nadler, and in other communities in other parts of the world, based on Minchas Chinuch. So they instituted separate Kriyas later, before Mincha and a lot of shul, they lay.
The men stayed there later on.
No, let's say the women who couldn't come to shul in the morning because they were taking care of their children, so they would get together later, so somebody would lay in the Parsha Zohar for them. So the shaila is, are the yaitze with the Parsha Zohar? If you hold that the women are mechuyev, are you yaitze with the Parsha Zohar that they lay in for them later? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin, who's Madaik from Arosh in Brachas, that in order to be yaitze, the Rosh holds, swears like Taisa, that Parsha Zohar is their Isa. And the Rosh just writes casually that in order to fulfill a mitzvah parsha zohar derais, you have to have a minion. Yeah. The Gemara says you have to lay mitzvah haksav, you have to lay mitzvah hakla from a sefer Torah. You can't just read from a chumash. Right. So lay from a sefer Torah.
By yourself.
Lay by yourself from a sefer Torah. So the Rosh implies casually in discussing the topic that you wouldn't be yotze parsha zohar unless you have a minion. What kind of a din is that? Mashmo is from the Rosh that kriyas haTorah, whenever you need kriyas haTorah, it means with a minion. You have to have Kriyas HaTorah with me. If you have, even though the whole din of Kriyas HaTorah is only with the Rabbanu, where do you have Kriyas HaTorah there? He says, the only one you have is Parshas Zohar. And you have Parshas Hakel. So Parshas Hakel, everybody's going to be there. Hanoshim, Hanoshim, Hataf, everybody's going to be there. So you can't say you need a minion. Unless you say for Kriyas Hakel, you can't begin. The Melech can't begin to lay Hakel unless he has a minion. You're not allowed to begin unless you have a minion. Okay. So that's what the Rosh is mashma. That in order to have a Shem Kriyas HaTorah there, you have to have a minion. A minion of 10 men. And even, that's what the Poskim point out, and even if one should assume that women are obligated in Parsha Zohar, 10 women wouldn't constitute a minion. You have to have, the women have to hear Parsha Zohar with a minion of 10 men. So that's the Shaila. When they lay in Parsha Zohar for the women, so they have to have to be choshish for this Trumas Hadeshin, the Magen Avraham, Shem Trumas Hadeshin. Magen Avraham is right on the Hilchos Dalet Parshas, Tav Resh Pei Hei. In order to be choshish for this Trumas Hadeshin, so you have to make sure that you have 10 men. So that's why in a lot of shuls in Washington Heights, where they have all the yekis, and they still follow Rav Nos Nadler's chumrah in the Binyan Tzion. The Binyan Tzion is the one who gave smicha to Rav Shimshon Fol Hirsch. So that's why they're nizer with what he has to say. So he quotes Rav Nos Nadler's chumrah that the women are mechuyev. So there in Frankfurt, that's what they say. In Europe, they used to have in Frankfurt a special kriya for the women. But when do they have it? They have it 5 minutes before mincha. So all the men are in shul anyway. The men come to shul for mincha anyway. So you have a minion of 10 men. So then they lay in Parsha Zohar again for the women, so they have the minyan. The only shaila is they don't say brachas. They just take out the Sefer Torah.
But for Megillah, they also have special minyanim for women that they come later. Then you also should need a minyan, you know?
And
also, you can't do Yotze Kisatov if you don't say Bohu, you quote your ask or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't Yotze the Takonas Chachamim of Kriya Sator if you don't say Bohu. The Shaila, what about the Din Deraisa? The Kriya Sator, the Rabbanim, they're not Yotze anyway, but hearing just one Aliyah. You have to hear all the seven Aliyahs at the beginning of the Parsha to the end. If you just learn Parsha Zohar, you're not Yotze Kriya Sator from the Parsha Sashavua. The shaila is, are you yotze parsha zohar if you don't have birchas haTorah? That's the shaila. Is a person yotze kriyas haTorah deraisa? The only kriyas haTorah deraisa we have, the Rishonim says, parsha zohar and parsha hakel. So what if the melech on chalamoid sukkahs will lame parsha hakel without the birchas haTorah? Or what if we'll lame parsha zohar without the birchas haTorah? Will we be yotze the din deraisa of parsha hakel and parsha zohar? We just won't be yotze takana the rabbanon. Or do you say, no, your mom is not yet on the level of the rice. So we discussed the Prima Godim has a chiddush, a dreidel, that you're not yet to the rice. Why? So he says that the Gemara says in Brachas, Zavtez Vavim and Aleph, that if a person does a mitzvah der rice and he didn't say the bracha, his mafresh truman, he didn't say a bracha, he put on talis and tefillin and he took it off and put it away ready, and he didn't say a bracha, he ate matzah and he didn't say a bracha. So the Gemara says that is yet to the mitzvah b'diyevit. L'chadchili has to say a bracha before. But b'diyevit bracha seinu miyakvus. Why? So the Gemara uses a lashon la b'bracha talya milsa. The mitzvah is a mitzvah derais, and the bracha is only the rabbanon. So how can you say it doesn't make any sense? How can you say that you're not yotze the mitzvah derais if you didn't say the bracha, which is only the rabbanon? On a level of derais, there is no such institution as a birchas hamitzvah. That's the lashon of Gemara. So the Tosis of Rosh comments are not Gemara and brachas daf kes vav menal. That's what the Prima Godim quotes in Tov Reish Peihei. So the Tosis of Rosh comments are not Gemara. That from the Lashna Gemara would appear that if you would have a mitzvah deraisa where the birchas hamitzvah is also deraisa, then the birchas hamitzvah would be miyakev. That's the end of the comment.
Right,
a comment. That so the Prima Godim says we have it. Birchas haTorah is deraisa zakta.
Birchas
zakta. Parsha Zohar is deraisa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is assuming. Ashayla if it's correct or not, but on that assumption that Parsha Zohar is deraisa. And the Bichas HaTorah is the rice, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that Bichas HaTorah is the rice. So the Prima Godim comes up with this wild line fall, a wild chiddush, that if you learn Parsha Zoch and you didn't say the Bichas HaTorah, you're not Yotze the Din Derais. You're not Yotze the Din Derais of Parsha Zoch.
In what sense is Bichas HaTorah the rice, or if Kriyas HaTorah is not the rice?
If you have a Kriya that is the rice, like Parsha Zoch, well, one should assume Kriyas HaTorah, Parsha Zoch is the rice.
We say Bichas HaTorah in the morning without the
That's a Rabbi Chanan Vasim and Tainas. In the Dvar Avram, he has a tshuva from Rabbi Chanan Vasim and Zuchan Avraham, where he says he never heard of any Pesach who said such a thing. He wasn't familiar with the Prima God. He never came across any Pesach who said such a thing, that if you lay in Parsha Zoch and you didn't say Birchas HaTorah, that you wouldn't be Yaitzeh. So he says, and how come they don't say it? How come nobody says it? So he says, because it's wrong. So he works on that angle. That's one angle that he works on. He says, what do you mean Birchas HaTorah is derais? Birchas HaTorah deraisa means when a yochid learns Torah, or it means when you learn Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, when I learn Torah, the Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. So everybody said Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So what do you have to say bichlal when you get an aliyah? What do you repeat again Birchas HaTorah for? So the answer is that's a takonas chachamim, that's part of the Kriyas HaTorah. That's not a din deraisa, that's only a din derabbanan. So memela again, the Birchas HaTorah before the aliyah will not be miyakev and the din deraisa parsha zachar, because the Birchas HaTorah that you recite now is only midirabbanan. That's a Rabbi Chanan time. But he himself admits that that's not so glatt, that's not so poshut, because the Be'er Sheva was a Talmud of the Sma. Morgan Avron quotes in the Be'er Sheva, one of the earlier Achrayim, The Be'er Sheva has Chuvis in the end of the Sefer, and most of the Sefer is he wrote his own Taisus in, and those Prokim where there is no Taisus. And Einfa. He wrote his own Taisus. Interesting. And Saitam, parts of Saitam, Tomid, and parts of Chulan he wrote Taisus in where there's no Taisus. Aliko the Rishonim and Achrayim. So the Be'er Sheva writes a chiddush. He claims that there's a machlekes the Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding this nekuda. When we say the Birchas HaTorah is deraisa, what does that mean? So he claims that the Shitas HaYerushalmi is the Birchas HaTorah is only deraisa when you have Kriya B'tzibur. On Kriya HaTorah B'tzibur, that's a din deraisa. You have to say Birchas HaTorah then. And the Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning is only that's only midrabbanan. Birchas HaTorah deraisa is when you get an aliyah, right before you get an aliyah, so the koyin, the first oila has to say Birchas HaTorah, that's Minatorah. And the Bavli holds not so. The Bavli holds that Bichas Adar
Beraisa. We don't say Barco, I mean, and so forth. Not in the morning, but you say in the morning, but you don't say Barco.
No, Barco is not part of the Bichas Adar. Barco is a different
thing. It's not part of Barco.
It's just because it's difficult to challenge the
Sibir. Barco is a different thing. To show that Kriyas Adar is a Dovish Bikdusha. That you shouldn't think that you stop learning. It's a Dovish Bikdusha. So you say a real Dovish Bikdusha. So you say a real Dovish Bikdusha of Barco in order to demonstrate that even Kriyas Adar alone is really a Dovish Bikdusha. Yeah, but on a regular...
And because of Dosha Mekdushi, you say Barakul. So in other words, there's nothing significant about Pashas.
No, but we're discussing the following, Shaila. What if the women won't have a minion of 10 men when they're laying the Parsha Zohar before Mincha?
Would make no difference between that or a regular Kriya. Let's say it's Shabbos.
A regular Kriya Zohar is a Takana. It's a Takana Derabbanan, you're not Yotze if you don't have a minion. But we want to know, are the Yotze Chodesh the Mitzvah Deraisa of Parsha Zohar on the assumption that the Mechuyev? So the Trumas Adeshin says you're not Yotze, you have to have Davke 10 men. So let's say you have 10 men, but you don't say a bracha on that, you only say the Birchas HaTorah when you give the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and then you have the Haftarah following, you have the Mafta with the Haftarah, then you say, just take out a Sefer, give one Aliyah. So you don't say Birchas HaTorah on that. So the Prima Gadim says you're talking not Yotze. If you just call, you've just lain Parsha Zohar with no brachas before, then you're not Yotze because the Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. Rabbi Chana Basmin says it's not true. He says that we don't hold like that Prima Gadim. And one of the reasons that he gives, he has a whole pilkul as a questionable tongue. He raises this issue from the Be'er Sheva, where the Kriyas HaTorah is the Raisa means Dabke B'tzibur or even B'yoch.
What's the thing about B'Shavah? Can't that constitute like Parsha Zohar, the Mephtorah from Shabbos? But you lay on Purim itself.
Yeah, that's a machlekes. The Mogen Avraham says that if you miss the Kriya on Parsha Zohar, then you raise it with the Kriya on Purim from the Shabbos.
Once again, you're laying it through the year.
Yeah, and other poskim, the Mishnah Berurah calls other poskim disagree.
You have to lay in mincha, regularly lay in mincha.
No, Baruch is not the problem. The Birchas HaTorah. That would be a better rate. That would be a better rate because he already said the Birchas
HaTorah.
No, if they don't do that, so the Baruch covers it.
Where is the
saying that
you have to
mention Yud Chesam and Aleph, Megillah. Yud Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara learns that Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer V'sim B'yozdim Shuam, Parshas B'Shalach. So it says Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer means Kavki B'Sefer. You're not Yotze Baal Peh. Yeah, Bizman, our Mishnah, originally they treated the whole Kriyas HaTorah as one unit. So the first Tehillah said Asher Bachabanu, and the last Tehillah said Asher Nasabanu. The people in the middle didn't say any brachas at all. And then the Gemara says, in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara Megillah said, days of Rabbi Shmuel, because people were marching in and out of shul, so some people missed the first bracha and some people missed the last bracha. So they made a takana that everybody says the bracha before and after. They changed the takana some mishnah. That's the shaila regarding the Parsha Zohar. Some poskim were of the opinion that women are potter from Parsha Zohar, so to be zoyin ha-sefer, to take out a sefer Torah specifically to lain for women. Our meaning is that we don't sit. Bismana Gemara used to sit and learn all the time from the Sefer Torah. But Bismana said, well, that is not our practice. We only take out the Sefer Torah, so Kriyas HaTorah, or Hakofes, whatever, but Tamazah, we don't take out the Sefer Torah. So some poskim in Europe, Taina, that's not, Ramas Nadlus Chiddush is not right, and the Minhas Chinuch is wrong, and the Rishonim are right, that the women are potter. And if they're potter, so it constitutes a Bizoyin HaSefer to take out the Sefer Torah, especially only for women. So that's different in different kehillahs. They have different practices. The second issue where the poskim.
Yeah.
That's a Tzorach Gadol. He's going to open up a Sefer Torah, he'll get scared on his Shabbos. So that's a Shalat. If they don't need it, they don't need the Parsha Zohar, so what, they want to be an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh, they want to fulfill? Okay. I know. Okay. But others held not so. Others held that it's improper, that it's not Kiddah.
Certain things.
The second issue with the Poskim discuss women with respect to Purim is the issue of Machtas HaShekel. The Torah has a mitzvah that every Jewish man has to give Machtas HaShekel for the purpose of buying Korbanos Tzibur, and the women are not mechuyev to give Machtas HaShekel, but if a woman volunteers it, the Mishnah says you take it. Why? Le'olam tikach. Whoever gives, we take. So it says, no, if Anachri volunteers, we don't take. How come if a Nachri volunteers we don't take? Because a Nachri is not Chayiv. And it says in the Mishnah in Shkolim we can only accept Machtas HaShekel from one who is obligated to give, because this is not Bo B'Nedr and Dover. You cannot volunteer Machtas HaShekel. So it's the Chapele. So how can you accept from a woman? If the woman is not Mechuyev, how can you accept? So the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked the Kashyap a little roundabout. The Menachos, the Gemara says, there's one Tana who says that Kohanim are potter from giving Machtas HaShekel. All the Darshanim talk about that. The Mishnah quotes the Kohanim held that the Kohanim are Malein Gedarshan. The Kohanim held that they are part of Machtas HaShekel. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakeh said that Darshan Mikra is Eliyatzman. They made up their own din that they're part of Machtas HaShekel. Why? Because it says in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra, when you bring a Korban Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do Kmitza. The Kohen has to take out a Kohenetz with his fingers and burn it on the Mizbeach. And the flour that's left is called Shiyori HaMincha, Shiyori Menachos. So that's Nechol Tizichri Kuhuna, Liyon Velaylo, Atchatzois in the Azor. They have to eat in the Azor. So that's only if the Mincha is offered, if the Bala Mincha is a Yisrael or a Levi. But if the Bala Mincha is a Kayin, so the Chumash says, Kolil Toktor. You don't do any Kmitza, you burn the whole Mincha. So the Torah has a din of Minchas Tzibur. On different days, every day of the year, you bring the Korban Tomash HaShecha, Tomash Ben Abay. And then you bring Menachos and Nesachim, you bring a Mincha and Yayin LeNesach in conjunction with the Tamash Al Shachar, and a Mincha and Nesach in conjunction with the Tamash Al Ben Abayim, and most of the Musachim also, all the Yoylus, you also bring Menachos and Nesachim in Menachosim and Nesachim in Meduber, you bring Menachos and Nesachim in conjunction with all of the Korbanos Tzibur as well. So what do you do with the Mincha Sat Tzibur? So you do a Kmitza, you burn the Kormit on the Mizbeach, and the Kohanim, the Zichri Kohuna, eat the Shiori HaMenachos, they eat the Shirayim in the Azore. So the Kohanim have gedarshin that if we're going to give Machtas HaShekel, so they're going to be shutfim in the Korban Tzibur, so it's going to be a mincha, it's going to be a shutfis, it's going to be a shutfis of Kohanim and non-Kohanim. So then there's an Easter. Then you're not allowed to eat the Shiori HaMincha, so how can we eat the Shiori HaMincha of all the Korbanos Tzibur? So it must be that the Kohanim are exempt from giving Machtas HaShekel. So Rabbi Yechman Zaka screamed at them and he said, Kohanim Darshim because Eliyatzman made up their own din, and it's not true. Why is it not true? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over from the Darshanim in Europe. They all said the same shot, that that's not called the Minchas Kohen. Minchas Kohen haste if the Kohen is the Bala Minchas, a Korban Yochid, private Korban. But if it's a Korban at Tzibur, so the Tzibur swallows everybody up, and it's not called Kohanim, Levim, Israel. Klal Yisrael is a different thing. Klal Yisrael is not Kohanim and not Levim. And not Israeli either. Klal Yisrael is a Yidden, that's all. They have the status of a Klal Yisrael. It's not a Shutfis. If it would have been a Shutfis, so one of the partners is a Koyin. So then it would be no good. It would be a Minchas Koyin, and it's Klal Tia. But it's not a Shutfis. A Korban Tzibur is not a Shutfis. It's a completely different Tzibur. Tzibur is a different. That's how everybody says Pshat in the Mishnah. Why Rabbi Yechman Zaka screamed at them? But there was such a shita. Rabbi Hamazaka says that they're wrong. But they held a shita like that. The Kohanim don't give machzash. They're not mechuyev to give machzash shekel. And then there was another shita in the Mishnah that Kohanim Leviim don't give machzash shekel, because the pasuk says in Kisisa, Kol ha'iver al hapkudim, whoever was counted in the minyan hapkudim, and the Kohanim and the Leviim had their own minyan. Mi ben chaydish v'mailo. Mi ben shloishim. Yeah, and Gansen a different minion they had. Ben Chodesh Ramayel instead of Ben Esra Ramayel. So since they're not over all Kudim, so Kohanim and Levim are not Mechuyev to give Machtas HaShekel. And yet the Mishnah says that the Tana who says that the Kohanim don't have to give Machtas HaShekel, so he said, but if they give, we accept it. Kol Kohen HaShekel Eino Chote. If the Kohen gives Machtas HaShekel, so it's not a sin. And Rabbi Yechman Zaka got angry and he said, what are you talking about? Just the reverse. Kol Kohen She'ein HaShekel is a Chayte. Just the reverse. But the other Tana said a Chiddush, that although Kohanim are exempt from Machtas HaShekel, if they give, we may accept it. Unlike a Nochri, that if he donates Machtas HaShekel, the Mishnah says we're not permitted to accept it because it's not Bo B'Nedr and Adovah, like I want to volunteer a Korban Chatos. It's not Bo B'Nedr, Chatos and Oshem, A carbon Pesach is not bothered under a dove. If you're mukhayev, you can participate. If you're not mukhayev, you can't participate. Anoila, shlamim, taida, mincha, that's bothered under a dove. But there are some carbonates that are not bothered under a dove. And machta shekel is one of them. Machta shekel is a carbon, it's a hakdasha. You magdish the money with the kedushas damim lemizbech. So that's what the Gemara asks in Menachos. In the second paragraph of Menachos, they discuss this. Why is it that you're permitted to accept the machta shekel money from Kohanim and Leviim and Noshim and Ketanim also? The Mishnah says a cheresh out of the cotton doesn't have to give, but if a cotton gives, then we accept it. And then it says mechuyev to continue to give mitam minik toiv. So how can we accept it if the Mishnah says legabi yakum that whatever is not boben adam and adov, you don't accept from the yakum, and this is not boben adam and adov. So how do you accept from the Noshim and the Ketanim? So the Gemara says that they're moisel at tzibu yofa yofa. They're part of the tzibu. What does it mean they're part of the tzibu? So lechora, what it means is that when the women have an exemption from certain mitzvahs in the Torah, the Marshal, the women are part of from sukkah. The women are part of from tefillin, from tzitzis. So is the pshat that they have a lower level of kedushas Yisrael? That they're exempt from these mitzvahs. The whole idea of Kedusha Yisrael means Kiddushana b'mitzvah Yisrael v'tzivon. You have a Kedusha Yisrael means you mechuyi b'mitzvahs. There is no such concept that I have a Kedusha Yisrael and I'm not mechuyi b'mitzvahs. Kedusha means mechuyi b'mitzvahs. Let's say Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha than the street. Why? Because you have certain mitzvahs that you fulfill in Beis HaKnesses. Tefillin has Kedusha because you use it for a mitzvah. Say if the Torah has Kedusha, you use it for a mitzvah. There's no such thing as just a holy person and he doesn't do any mitzvahs. A holy person means a person who does more mitzvahs than the other person. Kedusha in the Gemara. The Gemara says the optach, the definition. The Goyim have books on this, but it's holiness. And the Gemara has no books. The Gemara just has one line. The Gemara says Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. That's what it means. Kedusha means that you have a chi of mitzvos on the person. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha sores because you have mitzvos. Yerushalayim has more kedusha because it has more mitzvos. Malkum Amigdash has more mitzvos. Kodesh HaKadoshim has more mitzvos, and so on. Kedusha in halacha is always connected with mitzvos. So when we say that women are exempt from a whole series of mitzvahs that part from Shefer and Lulav and Tzitzis, do we mean to say that the women have a lower level of Kedusha? So that's where Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva. He writes a tshuva about the women's lib movement. He talks about the minyonim, the women's minyon. So he writes, no, he says in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Kosoim Leves Yaakov V'Sagim Levene Yisrael Atem Tiyulim Amlechas Kohanim Ve'Goy Kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them both that they're on the same level of Kedusha. So the women have the same level of kedusha as the men. What does it mean that they're not mechuyev to do zman gromos? That's where Rav Soloveitchik gathered on. So he says that's a ptur. They really have the full kedushas Yisrael as the men. They really mechuyev in all the mitzvahs the same as the men, except that they have an exemption. But haray, that this is so, is from the way the Ramah paskins la halacha. We paskin like the Tosfos said, if a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah, says the shazman gromos, she volunteers, let's say, to sit in sukkah, to shake a lulav. So she recites the bracha, Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivon. So how can she recite such words? Isn't it mamish adov hashkarim? Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivon, lana tila slulav, is mamish sheker. He's not mukhev in a tila slulav. Not a shayla bracha levatola. Is adov hashkarim lefnei amokar? How can she say that? So the answer is because every word is true. It's Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu. She has the full Kedushas Yisrael. She's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, except that she doesn't have to say the whole truth. But she has an exemption. If she chooses not to do that mitzvah, she doesn't have to. But if she chooses to do it, it's fine. It's not the same as an akum. An akum volunteers a mitzvah, says a shazman grame. He's not going to say Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu leisha basuka alatila slulu. It's not Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu at all. But an isha who volunteers to do the mitzvahs can say with a straight face Kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu.
Can't she be mitzvah, man?
If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. So the Gemara considers that a lower level of chiyuv. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. So she can't be more tzivim.
Why is hadlakas haner so universally accepted? Or should be a p'tur hadlakas haner too?
Hadlakas haner.
Shabbos. Yeah. There are women in the shech that women might get into the bracha.
And even the Rambam and the Mechaba who say that women don't recite a bracha on Zman Gromer, they do recite a bracha on Lichbenshin. Now, why do they say a bracha on Lichbenshin? They're Mechuyah.
They're
Mechuyah.
Why don't they say Zman Gromer there too?
Why don't they say it's Zman Gromer? Mistoma, based on what the Gemara has, that Zocha B'Shamar is Nema B'Dibur Echad. That we say Kol Sheyeshna B'Shamar, Yeshna B'Zocha. That the women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Yom. The women are obligated in Shalosh Shudas, and Lecha Mishneh, and in Kiddush. And then Lichbench, they're obligated in Kibbutz V'Yoinig, they're obligated in all the mitzvahs Hayom on Shabbos, like the men. That's what the Rishonim says included in Zocha V'Shamah, in the Hekesh. Since there was said the Dibur Echod, so the Gemara says that makes a Hekesh, and the Hekesh means that all the mitzvahs Hayom, even though the rules man gromis, are chal on the women, just like on the men.
That's what you say, Komishan,
same thing?
Yeah. So you will say here that you mean Kol Mishayin Mechayifu Duvah is not the same Chiyif as the men.
So that's exactly what the Gemara says in Menachos. The Gemara asks, how can we accept the Matzah Shekel from the Noshim and from the Kohanim or from the Leviim according to that Tana, the Kohanim are Potter, according to that Tana, even Leviim are Potter. It says Kolev Al Kudim. So if they're potter, let them have the same din as a Nachri. But a Nachri who wants to volunteer the Matzah Shekel says Ein Mekablim Emenu, because it's not Bob and Edu and Adover. So how can we accept from the Noshim, from the Kohanim, from the Levim? So the Gemara says that we tell them that they have to, we malamed them that they have to be Moisel Tzibu Yofa Yof. What kind of an answer is that? Let the Nachri also be Moisel Tzibu. The answer is it's not Bob and Edu and Adover. So what's with the Noshim and the Kohanim? So the answer is, it's a chayvas at Tzibu, and the women are part of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So Mikra, then they really are mechuyev. Machzah Shekel, except they have an exemption. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to. But if they do it, then they're doing the mitzvah that Mikra, then they really had a chayv to do, except they had an exemption. It's like all the mitzvah says to Shazman Groman, that if the women fulfill it, it's not the same as Anokri fulfilling the mitzvah. Like Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, let's say an Eved Kanaini is also potter from Yeshiva Sukkah, and Eved Kanaini is potter from the Tilas Lulav and from Tfilin. What if the Eved Kanaini will volunteer to fulfill these mitzvahs on his own? Will he have a Kima mitzvah or not?
Can
he say Kiddushanam and Mitzvah? So there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, where the Mishnah describes a Tevi, Abdu Shavu Amdil, was sleeping under the table. So Rabbi Gamliel says, oh, my Yevid is a Talmud Chacham, he knows that an Yevid is part of the Sukkah, so that's why he sleeps under the table, he doesn't sleep in the Sukkah. So he's part of, but if he's already in the Sukkah, so already sleep under the Schach, what's the Chacham? Lachas. He's already sleeping in the Sukkah, so sleep in the Sukkah, be Yoytze the Mitzvah, Zokshan HaBrocha. So perhaps there's no room. Be Yoytze Shleimah. Maybe you can give another answer, be Yoytze Shleimah. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested perhaps the pshat is that there's a basic fundamental difference between the Eved Kanaani and the Isha. Although the Gemara always puts them together, the women and Eved Kanaani are both potter from Mitzvah Seseh Shas Makrama, but it means a world of difference. That Isha is potter. Remember, this was the first shiur that I heard from the Rav on Yeredeya. On the first page in Yeredeya, they talk about Shechitas Nashim and Shechitas Avodim on page Aleph Amun Aleph. Yeredeya starts from Aleph. The Gemara starts from that base. So Yeredeya, page Aleph Amun Aleph, Daf Aleph Amun Aleph, they talk about Shechitas Nashim. So the Rav pointed out that you shouldn't make a mistake and think that they're the same, they're completely different. That an Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael, that she has an exemption from the Zman Gromer. V'haraya, that she can recite the Bracha on the Mitzvah Shazman Gromer. But Eved Kanaani, the Rambam writes in Furish in Hilchas Yisuri Biyah, Rav Chaim has a whole Arichas there, that the Eved Kanaani has a status of a half Yisrael. He's not an Akum, he has a partial Kedushas Yisrael, but L'chlal Yisrael Gomer Adayin Lo Higiyah. That's approximately the Lashon HaRambam in Yisuri Biyah. L'chlal Yisrael Gomer Adayin Lo Higiyah doesn't have yet a full Kedushas Yisrael. And then the Rambam says, when the Odon is Meshachra the Eved Kanaani, when he frees him, and now he becomes Mechuyev to fulfill all the mitzvahs, so the Rambam quotes the Gemara that you need Tefillah Shniyah, he has to be Tevel in the Mikveh again, L'shem Geirus. So the Rambam writes Mefurish that that's a Din Deraisa, the Tefillah Shniyah is Deraisa. The other Rishonim, the Nemuki Yosef, there Rav Chaim has a whole piece on that Rambam in Yisuri Biyah, the Nemuki Yosef, and Yevamos quotes in the name of Tosfos, you have a Tosfos that says approximately something like this. Nemuki Yosef quotes it in the name of Tosfos Mefurish, that when you Meshachra the Eved Kanaani, the Tefillah Shniyah will only be needed Midirabbonim. Then I'll tell you, you don't need a Tefillah Shniyah. So Rav Chaim has a whole Chiddush in the Sefer, he wants to say that this is a basic Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam, what's the status of an Eved Kenani? That whereas the Rambam holds like this distinction that an Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but she just has an exemption from these mitzvahs. She doesn't want to do it, she doesn't have to. But really, she has a full Kedushas Yisrael, that's Machayev in all the mitzvahs. So the Rambam holds the Eved Kenani is not so, he has only a Miktsas Kedushas Yisrael. He's not a Nochri, but Lachal Yisrael Gomer Adayin Lo Higia. And Taisa Shita is not so, that the Eved Kenani also had to be molded Tova L'Shem Eved Kenani. And once he's Tovel in the Mikta L'Shem Geiris, he becomes a full Yisrael, except that Kolzman that he has a Din Avdus on him, so he has a Ptur, an exemption from those mitzvahs of Shazman Grom. But once the Yodin is Meshachrahim, then there's no longer a Mafkiya, there's no longer an Avdus that should cancel his, that should relieve him. So the Memele, he reverts back to his basic status of being a full Yisrael, and he doesn't need a Tvila Shniyah, Menatayra. The Tvila Shniyah is only needed Midirabon, and that's Shitas HaTaisis. But the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that there's a basic distinction between Isha as opposed to Eved. Al Pipashtus, this Gemara in Menachis, around Achof Aleph or so, I think, where the Gemara explains why do we accept the Machzah Shekel from the Noshim and from the Kohanim and from the Levim if they are exempt from this mitzvah. So the Gemara says because we have to be melamed them that they should be moiseh letzibo yofe yofe. What the Gemara means is that the Noshim and the Kohanim and the Levim are not the same as the Akum. The Akum is not Mechuyiv Ruhl in the Mitzvah, and the Machzah Shekel is just not Bob and Edom and the Dovim. Hashenikein, the Noshim and the Kohanim and the Levim, they're not that they're potter from the Mitzvah, they're Mechuyiv, but they have an exemption. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But if they want to, then they give it B'teres Eina Mitzvah V'yaisa. Eina Mitzvah means
it becomes an
Mitzvah.
Yeah, we pass in Kohanim and Levim Achai. Yeah, we pass in the Yom. No, that's what it means, Moisel Tzibur. They don't donate it, L'Shem donation. L'Shem donation, they don't accept donations. They accept other donations based on this, but not from Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel is only Bo B'Choivo, it's not Bo B'Nedr Adol. Moisel Tzibur Yofi Yofi means that I'm giving it B'Teres. That's what the Chazanish explains, what the Lashon means, what's going on. So the Chazanish writes in one short paragraph, what it means is like this. Let's say if I give a carbon on Menashe's Kappa Boi Chaveiro. Let's say you are M'Choiv to bring a carbon. And I pay for the carbon on your behalf. So it's you are the Bala carbon in Hilchas Kapar in Isa Veheter. So the Kohen Ushech, the carbon, has in mind that you're going to be Yoitzah the Mitzvah, but the Besara carbon belongs to me, I'll be Pashtus. The Behem is mine, indeed, I paid for the carbon. So let's say the Ushech, you said, Hari Alai Lahavi Shlomim. And then I pay, and you're a poor man, you can't afford it. So I buy a Shlomim and I buy a Behemah, and I say, I'll do you a favor, I'll be Magdish this, L'Shem Chay Bascha. So he said, thank you very much. I'm Magdashin. I give it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Shech said, Al Menashe is Kaper by the Miskaper. You should be Yetzir. Now who eats the flesh? The Chazanish says, I eat the flesh. I paid for the carbon. It's mine. So the Gemara says, when it comes to Karbanas Tzibur, you can't do that. That was the Shita. That was the view of the Tzedukim. Mishkin Shita. That was the opinion of the Tzedukim that a Yochid can pay for all the Karbanas Tzibur. You can get one wealthy Jew. And he'll pay $5 million to pay for all the Karbanas Tzibur all year long. Why do you have to go schnorr it? Amachta, shekel from everybody. It's not Kedah. You get one Gvir and he'll give $5 million and solve the whole problem. Instead of schnorring from every person a half a dollar, you get one person to give. So that's what the Tzedukim held. And the Gemara says that they made a Yontif when they beat out the Tzedukim. The Gemara says, Menachos. They quote the Brisa from Megillas Tainis that you're not Yetzei like that. The only way you Yetzei Karbanas Tzibur is if it's purchased, the Karbanas Tzibur purchased from the Machzah Shekel money, that each and every Jewish man has to give a Machzah Shekel. Why? Because if one person is going to give the money and they'll buy the Karbanas, it means that all the Karbanas are his, and there the Klal Yisrael is the Bala Karban. And Karbanas Tzibur the Din is, that's what the Chazanish explains. Karbanas Tzibur the Din is that not only the Klal Yisrael have to be the Miskaper, they have to be the Bala Karban and Dinei Mamonos. So the only way for them to become the Balei HaKarban Dinei Mamonos is if it's purchased with the Mamon HaTzibur. So that's what the Gemara says, that the women who wanted, the women or the Kohanim or the Levim, whoever is exempt from Machzah Shekel, who wants to give anyway, must be Moisel HaTzibur Yofa Yofa, means they shouldn't give the Machzah Shekel as one would buy a carbon on behalf of somebody else. Ich alein binish mechuyiv. This Isha, the Kohen Alev, ich binish mechuyiv to give Machzah Shekel, but I'll give a Machzah Shekel to help them out. So that's no good. If I give to help them out, then the carbon zebra is
comes from a yuchet.
is a privately owned, part of it is privately owned by this person. Just a kaparis for the tzibur. That's what the Gemara says, but it's dukim in the prushman, that that's no good. You need that the tzibur should be the miskaper, and that the karbon should be the moment of tzibur. So that's what the Gemara uses a loshon, yofe yofe. They have to give it for the same, with the same intention that everybody gives. That I'm a member of the tzibur, and this korban tzibur belongs to the tzibur. Not just that the tzibur will be yotze, the kapara, they'll be the miskaper. The besar hakorbanis, the korbanis belong to the whole tzibur. She gives as a member of the tzibur, not as an outsider. She's donating for their purpose. She's donating for her purpose. She's also part of the tzibur. No, the Mishnah says in Menachah, the end of Menachah, is that there are only four or five machlekes hafan, four or five korbanos tzibur that have smicha. Parha lovishal tzibur has smicha, and siri avodah zarah have smicha, and yom kippur has the smicha. And yeah, because smicha can only be done by the balei hakorban, so you can't get klal yisrael to do there. But those four or five korbanos is exeris hakosel, that the kohen gadol represents klal yisrael on the sarah mishtaleach, and the Bezna Gol represents Klal Yisrael on the Parhal Noshal Tzibin Son. But otherwise, the Mishnah says you can't have smicha, because smicha can only be done by the Baal.
Right. Usually, I don't have the light that was in green spate, when you bring them here, or the siblings, 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 or
the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings, or the siblings,
or the siblings.
The Pashtus is that Gemara Menachos that explains how come we accept from the Kohanim and from the Levim according to those Tanaim, all that they're Potter, or from the Noshim who are Potter. Why do we accept? Why not say it's the same as Akum? So the answer, because it's not Bob Red and Dov. So the answer is that the Moshe the Tzibur Yofi Yofi means that they're part of the Tzibur, and that's how it's Chal. So the Pashtus is that this is the answer to the whole plunta that the Ktzais and the Nesivis have in Reish Lam and Hay. But they pose a whole problem. The Mishnah says in Shkolim that a cher is out to the cotton a potter for machtsa shekel. But if the cotton gives, so we accept. That's how the Mishnah says. So the Ktzais HaChoshen starts a whole literature. In Simei Reish Lamed Hei, he starts a whole discussion. What do you mean a cotton donates machtsa shekel, we accept it? How can a cotton be machna? A cotton is a la bardas. A cotton takes money from his pocket, he gives it to you, it still belongs to him. It still belongs to him. So what do you mean he gives away his money? So that's only midirabbanan. There's a takana midirabbanan that a cotton who's a yosim, a cotton has a father, a cotton has an apotropis, there isn't even takana midirabbanan. But if the cotton is a yosim, so they made a takana midirabbanan, a kidei chayav, he can make mekechamemka bin metaltalim, the car cannot until he reaches the age of 20. Limka b'nechseyav v'ashehid ben Esrim to sell the karka that he got Yerusha. If he's such a genius that he sells newspapers and he bought his own karka, he bought the Empire State Building, he's so smart, so then he can sell it before the age of 20 also. He's pretty smart. But if he didn't, he got it Yerusha from his father, then we say the mecher is not valid till he reaches the age of 20. That's in karka. But in the Talpalim, they made a takara that when the cotton is higil, loinus haputus. When he's 6, when he's 7, when he's 8, when he understands what it means to sell Kool-Aid, to sell newspapers, whatever, he only has a little bit of seichel. So they made a takana de rabbonon that mikra mekach memkera memka b'metalton. But that's only takana de rabbonon. On a level of the rice, the cotton cannot buy, cannot sell, cannot give matonis. So the tzoyis ha-chesh frek ta-kashe, the machza shekel is for the purpose of bringing korbanos tzibur. So he says, korbanos tzibur, that's a din deraisa. We're not playing any games din de rabbonon. We're trying to figure out a korban deraisa here. And if a nochri donates money, you don't accept it. This has to be real. This has to be real gelt that you're kind of in a Torah. So, frekta akasha, how can the cotton? How can we accept the money that the cotton gives if the haknor that the cotton makes is only the rabbon? So the ktzais comes up with the chiddush that hefker bezn hefker, which is the power that the chachamim use in order to make all the takonis in the area of dinim ominous. Hefker bezn hefker works on a level of deraisa. The Gemara learns that in Gittin, Laman Zayin from Psukim. So the Ktzoyis is mechadish that hefker bezn hefker works not only lahafkir, it even works lahaknas lacher. Not only if bezn declares that this chumish, which is mine, no longer belongs to me, they declare that it belongs to you, so minat Torah, it belongs to you. This is all learned out from the Psukim. So here too, when the Kotan comes to the Beis HaMikdash with his Machzis HaShekel, he wants to donate it to Hegdish. So on a level of the Raisa, we should have said that he's a Allah Bardas, he can't do it. But since he's already 9 years old, he's 10 years old, and he's already Higil on his Haputis, he knows what it means to give a donation. So with the Rabbanon, they said, Hefker Bezen Hefker. So when he gives the Machzis HaShekel, so the Hegdish is Koinim in HaTorah. That's what the Ktsois answers on this Kash. The Nesiva says that he's wrong. And the Nesiva quotes from the Tshuva's Beis Yankiv. That's not him. He wrote another Sefer Beis Yankiv on Ksuvah. He's not quoting himself. He quotes the Shalosh Tshuva's Beis Yankiv, who says not like the Ktsois. And the Achranim point out, it's a big controversy among the Rishonim, this issue. The Nesiva says against the Ktsois, the Simi Reish Lamed Hei, that Hefker Bezen Hefker is Ben HaTorah. It's derived from Psukim, but only Lahafkir, only to declare that it no longer belongs to me. But the second element, the second aspect of Lahaknas Lachem, that can only be Midirabbanan. He says there's no pasuk to indicate that on a level of the Raisin. That's only Midirabbanan. So the Nesivus is right to stop with the Kasha, backing into the Kasha. How can the cotton donate? How can we accept from the cotton? If Minatorah the money is Hefker, Minatorah the money is Hefker. The only thing that Hefker Bezen Hefker can accomplish is that it no longer belongs to the cotton.
So, all right, so then Hegdish takes it now by itself.
So, Hegdish is Zechem and Hefker. So, that's what the Nesiva says. It's Hegdish is Zechem and Hefker. Are they Kinyan?
Can Hegdish.
Is it Kinyan?
Can you bring Kobonis? Can you bring Kobonis in that situation?
That's the next question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the question.
I already slugged it up before I said. I already was Magdim the Refuah to the Mach. So, the Nesiva says. He says the Ktsois's answer is not correct. He quotes the Tshuva's Beis Yankiv that Hefker Bezen Hefker is only good men HaTorah LaHafkir, to declare that it doesn't belong to me. But LaHaknas LaHeirim Hefker Bezen can only be Midirabbanan. We discussed when we learned Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. On the base we discussed it at length. This Ktsois from the Nesivus. So the Nesivus is stuck with this problem. So how does the Hegdish get the money men HaTorah? It's not their money. So he says, don't worry. But men HaTorah the Hefker Bezen Hefker accomplishes that the money no longer belongs to
anybody.
The Kohen. So no, it doesn't belong to anybody. And where is the money sitting? Exactly. In the chotzer of Hegdish. The Hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chotzer. This, of course, is against the Taisis in Baba Basra. Taisis has a famous comment in Baba Basra on Daf Pei Aleph that chotzer Hegdish is not kinyan. That a boss of Adam is kinyan of the kinyan chotzer, and Hegdish is not kinyan. Because there's a Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, but the Gemara says, if I'm Magdish a boar, a pit, v'nismali maim, and then it rains, and the boar gets filled up with water, so there's no me'ile in the water. If somebody drinks the water, somebody goes and they steal the water from Hegdish, so they have to pay for stealing the water, but there's no din of kerem v'chaymish v'asham me'ilois. Why not? So Taisus has a machlokes with the Ramban on that Gemara. Taisus says, because chotzer Hegdish is not kind, Hegdish is not kind with the king of chotzer, only Hegyot is kind. And the Ramban says it's not true, the chotzer Hegdish is kind, Hegdish is kind with the king of chotzer. And the reason why there's no me'ilah, the Ramban and the Ritva and all the Talmid Ramban gave a different time, that there's no me'ilah when Hegdish owns property with a secular ownership and I steal it from them, so I'm violating Gzela. That's not me'ilah. When I magdish something and has a Kedusha's Hegdish on it, then if not, there's me'ilah. So if I'm magdish an empty bar and then it rains and Chatzur is kind of a Hegdish. So they have a secular ownership of that property. The water belongs to Hegdish. Like they own money in a bank, there's no kedusha on that. It's Momen Hegdish Pikinyana, but there's no kedusha on that. So the Ramban and the Ritva and the other Talmid Ramban, they all say that there would be no Me'ile unless there's kedusha's peh. If the thing became Hegdish, they shar kinyana without an act of Hakdosha, there's no Me'ile. But that's the Machalikas Taisus in the Ramban.
If I have a pole and it has a Uber, so I'm only managed the pole and then the Uber comes, so is that Hegdish?
The Ritva in Psochim says that that's the machlokes whether yesh mila be gidulei hegdish. There is a machlokes in Psochim in Mokm Shenogu. If somebody's magdish a field, and then things grow from the field, a magdish a cow, and the vlad grows from the cow, is the meila on gidulei hegdish or not? Amok grows. So the Ritva says that's the nekudas amachlokes. Machlokes hatanoim. Whether yesh mila be gidulei hegdish. What's the issue? So the Ritva says on the one hand there was kedushas peh. On the karka, and this is an extension of the karka. So maybe I should say the hakdosha, the kedusha, extends onto the gidulim also. Or maybe I should say no, the kedusha's peh was only on the karka, only on the parah. And the vlad that's born, or the gidulim, the vegetables that grow, there's no kedusha's peh. It's mom and hegdish because I roi yashbach, but there's no kedusha's hegdish, it's only mom and hegdish. So this Nesivus claims that this is the answer, that hegdish is kind of with the kinyan chotzer. And he doesn't go into this detail issue, which is a major detail over here. Does such a thing exist? Taisa Shita is Aymit Kenegda. Taisa says Mekurish, and Baba Basu Daf Pei Aleph, the Chotza Hegdash is not Kaina. The Achrayim say, Pshat and Taisa, why is Chotza Hegdash not Kaina? They say, it's a Pshetl. They give different Biurim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Pshetl, he says, Lashem Haaretzim Loya. If Chotza Hegdash is Kaina, so nothing in the world will be Hefker. Everything belongs to the Eivishta. Because Lashem Haaretzim Loya, so the Rabbi Shalom is Kaina, everything. So he says, you see that Chotza Hegdash is not Kaina. That's what he says. That's a bit. He says he heard from his rebbe like that. Rabbi Kivega Arachem has a different biur. Why Chotzeh Hegdash? It's a fancy pshat. Whatever. So both of these biurim, both the Ktzais and the Nesivis, will give the explanation why the cotton can donate the Matzah Shekel. They're both very difficult. Like Itani before, you can only use money for Matzah Shekel purposes. If it was Nimsa the Tzibur Yofi Yofi, if it was given B'Toras, Kedushas Machta Shekel. But if a Nochri goes and he gives, he's not Mechuyiv. So it's not Bob and Edwin Adobis. And the Mishnah says if a Nochri donates Machta Shekel, we're not allowed to accept it. Because it'll come out that the Nochri is having a Shutfis and Karbonis Tzibur. It can't be. He's not Mechuyiv and he can't even give B'Toras Eina Mitzvah V'Yoysa. He's not a Chelik of the Tzibur. The Noshim with the Kohanim and the Levim, they can give. We'll accept from them. They're not Mechuyiv to, but if they donate, we'll accept it. Because they are fourth, sof kol sof, they are a chelek of the tzibur, they have a kedushas Yisrael, so they'll give b'toras eina mitzvah v'yoyse, they're fulfilling a mitzvah that they were nischayvin, v'nifteru hemenu, and they want to do it anyway. But if you say that by the katan, the reason why Hegdish gets it is because hefker bezn hefker, because of kinyan chotzer, that's a kinyan min achutz. Hefker bezn hefker is a kinyan min atzad, and kinyan chotzer is a kinyan min atzad. You mean, Hegdish has a box over here, for the Matzah Shekel money. So everybody's putting in Matzah Shekel. Then a golden bird will fly by, and it lays a golden egg, and the golden egg falls into this box, and the Chotzer Hegdush, the pot of Hegdush is kind of the golden egg. That's not going to work. That wasn't given B'Teres Kedushas Matzah Shekel money. That's a Kinyan and Atzah. That's no good. That's like the Nochri who donates. A Nochri donates is also good. A Nochri is a Bardas, and a Nochri can be Magdush, and it's no good for Matzah Shekel. So the Ktzois and the Sivis, both of the explanations that they give are not really, l'chor, they're very difficult. They're not acceptable. How can Machzah Shekel fund take money that they're kainai, they have to bezna hefker, or that they're kainai, they can't yechotze? That's not good. They can only accept money that was niskarish b'kdush Machzah Shekel, the Torah's the key in our mitzvah. So the pashtus is that you have to give a different answer. You have to say, regarding the cotton, then the Achrayim already say this, a machloikis in Rishonim, when we say that a cotton is exempt from Machzah Shekel, which cotton are we speaking about? So most of the Rishonim say a cotton before the age of 13, before his bar mitzvah. After bar mitzvah is mechuyev. And a few Rishonim and the Vilna Gaon, a few Achrayim say that till the age of 20, you're not mechuyev to give Machzah Shekel. That's how the pasuk says. Kol ovel pkum beres mishan of amalo, yitain shum asash and the pasuk in Kisisa. So you have from 13 to 20 that the kid is a bardas and he's yochel lahagdish. So although he's not mechuyev to, but if he's menadivit, so then he's in the same boat as the noshim and the kohanim and the levim. That's one answer. Or if you want to say not so, if you say like the rov harishonim that the kotten means a kotten before bar mitzvah. Once he's bar mitzvah, then he's mechuyev medina, mechuyev menater to give. So then the kotten has to be before. So then you have to say that it's talking about a mufla samach leish, that the year before his bar mitzvah, he's yochel. And we'll accept it from him the same as the Noshim. Or if you'll say that Mufla Samach Liish is only the Rabbanon, then we'll say the Pshat like you said before. That the father is giving the Machzah Shekel on behalf of the son, not that the son is giving. If the son is not able to be Magdish, isn't it? So Lachor, you have to say by the Katan, you have to say one of the other answers. You can't say like the Ktzais or like the Nesilah. The both answers that they give Ashver. You have to say that either the Katan is after Bar Mitzvah but before the age of 20, or he's before Bar Mitzvah but it's the year before Bar Mitzvah. Mufla Samach Liyish is a Din Derayis, he can be Magdish. Or that the father is Magdish on behalf of his son. So in those cases, the Hakdosh is perfect, and the only Shaila is, but it's not Bob and Edwin and Dover. So the answer is, that's not called Nedu and Dover. The Kotten is Mukhiv and all the Mitzvahs. Acherim Shad V'Kotten, he had a Kedushas Yisrael. The kid has a Kedushas Yisrael. The Mishnah Brewer in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Bikuach Nefesh quotes a funny psak from the Sefer Halochas Ketanos, that you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of an Ofri, only to save the life of Yisrael. So what about to save the life of Acherim Shad V'Kotten? Because that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Cheresh Advokat. So Mishnah Brewer said, that's ridiculous. A Kotten? Not allowed to save the life of a Kotten on Shabbos? A Cheresh and a Shait also.
To receive any children who have been born.
So he said, it's ridiculous. He said, it's a mistake. The Allah has made a mistake. One of the has a lot of mistakes. So Mishnah Brewer says in the Bi'ar Allah, he says, he's all wrong. Avadi Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Cheresh Advokat. But Taka, why? Why don't you say a Cheresh Advokat? He's not Mechuyib Mitzvah. It's like a Nochri. So the answer is Chalil, it's not like a Nachri, it's Kirishana b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu uftaranu. It's along the lines of an Isha. The Isha is Kirishana b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu uftaranu from the mitzvah has to shazman grom. So the Cheresh had to be cut, and because they're allowed b'nei das, so they have a Kedushas Yisrael, means that they're mechuyiv in all the mitzvah. Because they're allowed b'nei das, it's going to be safe. If they don't want to, they don't have to keep any of the mitzvahs. But if they do want to, then the kid goes ahead, the cotton goes ahead, and he volunteers. So he says a bracha, Kiddushan is not a doiv shkarim, and it's not because of the din of chinuch. He says it's really yemes, Kiddushan of a mitzvah, so it's Yivonu, he has a Kiddushis Yisrael, which means memela, that is mechuyiv.
Right, you are not permitted to machal zan panavet and vailis and treifes.
Shows that he's a
bracha.
Yeah.
Don't put
him
in mitzvah.
A treifah is a shayla. If you're permitted to be machal Shabbos to save the life of a treifah. Chaim Oizer has a tshuva, he quotes him in Haschinach, says yes. And Haschinach has a right from Igmar. You can think of when they're right. No. The Shabbat is the treifa. The treifa is a gavra ktiva. The Gemara has gavra chayisho, the Gemara has bright graces. You're permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to extend the life of a gosis longer.
No,
it's not worse, because if you kill a gosis, you chayiv misa. Because the gosis is that. Gosis means an old man. He's 119 years old in 350 days, and he has another 4 days to go. And then I kill him now, and he dies. I killed him 4 days before he was supposed to die.
That's critically ill.
Critically ill, yeah. He's going to die. Gosis means he's going to die within 3 days. If I don't do anything, he's going to die within 3 days. That's a gosis. So a gosis is kechai. A gosis, a horigus, a gosis, if he's a gosis b'diyodim, he's just dying like this. If you kill a geisis, the Gemara says everybody agrees that you chai geis. But if you kill a treifa is not the same as geis. The question is, what's the difference? That's a major problem. What's the difference in a treifa and a geis? But a treifa somehow is worse than a geis. If I kill a treifa, but the geisis doesn't even live 3 days. And still, if I kill a geisis, I'm chayiv. So it should be both faket. If you kill a geisis, you're chayiv. So you kill a treifa, avada, you're chayiv. So the din is not so. So you have to have some kind of a definition. The Gemara says Rob goes to Sin Lemisa, yeah. But Amir goes to Sin Lemisa. Yeah. Gemara just says Rob goes to Sin Lemisa. So the Gemara says if you kill a treifa, you're not Chayiv Misa, because we label a treifa as a Gavra Ktila. That's a shame. If he's a Gavra Ktila, maybe you're not permitted to be Michal Shabbos to save his life. Why? It's original Einfall, no, because the Gemara says that Misha Nigma Dino Lemisa, it's the Gemara Sanhedrin, Misha Nigma Dino Lemisa is a Gavra Ktila. And if he gets sick on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Even though you're not being Yetzir Mises Bezin, if he drops dead just like this, he shouldn't. Why not say Mechuyiv to be Dupikuach Nefesh? He saved his life, and then we'll kill him and give him Mises Bezin later. So the Gemara says no. So Gemara Sanhedrin da fine base and a base. The Gemara says no. That one who is Nigma Dino Lemiso, and he's a Gavrik Tilo, so you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So one might argue that since the Halacha says there are two people who are Gavrik Tilo, one is the treifa, and one is the nigma dina lemisa. So just like the Gemara says that the nigma dina lemisa is a gabrik tila, you're not permitted to be mechal Shabbos, ein mefakhan al v'sagal, because he's like a mace, and maybe the treifa also. So the Minhasina claims he has a raya from the Gemara. So even though he has a raya from the Gemara in the end of Yuma. So even though he can ding with his right, Rav Chaim Eisen writes in his Tshuva that that's how he passed, like the Minchas Seinah. That you are Mechal Shabbos, you are Mechuyev to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a treif. Even though the treif is a Gavra Tila, you are Mechuyev to Mechal Shabbos.
Because the treif doesn't have the letter Gemara him to give him. So what you can say that you don't want to leave him die, you want to give him the visa so the business has to give him. Ooh. That's why you're not allowed to save the treif.
You waited, you brought him over.
No, the kasha is an eyes in the kasha. I didn't tell over the Gemara as it says. The Gemara doesn't say like I described Nigma Dina. The Gemara has like this. A person is a raidif on Shabbos. Somebody's a boba machteres. Someone's running with a gun to kill me. So the Gemara says, since it's nitan lahatzila benafsho, we're allowed to kill him. So the one who's run, the roidef who's running with a gun to kill me, has the status like a nigma din olamis. The Gemara does, Taka doesn't talk about a nigma din, but you're right.
It's
never involved. The bezin will never make a gemar din before Shabbos and leave him over till Sunday. They make a gemar din and kill him on the same.
Like Zaka Mamre, you wait till yachtif and you bring him into.
Okay. But granted, the case in the Gemara is not that. The Gemara's case is a roidef. But if not Gemara, you see there, a velvela has in a sefer, a briskarov has in a sefer. You see, if not Gemara, that one is nigma din olamis is a gavrik tila. And he quotes all the Gemaras. Rabbeinu has a piece in the sefer where he quotes, "We're just mevara. All the cases where a treifa and a nigma din lemisa are labeled as a gavrik tila, with respect to which dinim." So that's one of the gemaras that he quotes. This is the second case. This is the second issue that the poskim discuss regarding women in connection with Purim, the issue of women in giving matzah shekel. That although the women are exempt from matzah shekel, but if they donate it, the Mishnah says we accept it. We accept the matzah shekel was a chiddush. It's not so poshut that whoever wants to give, we don't accept. A naki donates, we don't accept. But an isha we do accept because the Gemara says they were mechuyev and they have a ptur. That's a mefurish Gemara. The most of the tzibur yof.
So today's matzah shekel is just
a. Today's just a zeichel of matzah shekel. Today's is not a real matzah shekel. We discussed there's a machlokes in the Gaonim. The Gaonim who originally instituted the practice that we have to give matzah shekel had a lot of redifus, they had a lot of tzoros from the other goyim. The other goyim were against them. They said that if you're going to give machzah shekel, some people will think they're really magdish machzah shekel. So they answered, so there are more quotes from the Maharil that you should write down that it's zeichel machzah shekel. Everybody when they give should say it's only a zeichel, which most places they don't do. They should say zeichel. Many people don't do that though. So the Goyim who instituted it said a different time. They said that we paskin lahalacha like the day in the Yerushalmi at the end of Masech HaShkolim, that if one, the Mishnah says that if someone is mafrish, machzah shekel bezman hazeh, it's chal, and you're stuck. It has a kedusha, and you have to put it away. You have to throw it into the Yam HaMelech or something. Or put it away to make sure no one will be moyo behegdish, because it has a kedusha sehegdish, and you can't use it for anything. And Yerushalmi quotes it, one Tana who says that Rav Shimon, a gizok, the Tana Rav Shimon, said that a mafish machzah shekel, this man said, it's not chal. Period. It's not chal. So the Goyim claim that that's how we paskin l'alocha. The Rambam doesn't paskin l'alocha, but the Goyim say that they instituted this machzah shekel gimmick for fundraising purposes for the yeshivas in Bovel, based on the shitas Rav Shimon has quoted in the Yerushalmi, and the price in the Yerushalmi, the end of Shkolim, that even if you're mafish, machzah shekel, this man said, it's not chal. How come it's not chal? The Yerushalmi doesn't give any marker. Because there's no Beis HaMikdash. So what if there's no Beis HaMikdash? So I thought the pshat was like this. The Mishnah says what we just discussed, that a Nochri who donates Machzah Shekel, we don't accept it. Because Machzah Shekel is not Bob and Edwin Adov. You can only accept it if you mukhiv to give. How do you take from Noshim and Ktanim and Kohanim and Levim if you all that they're part of the Sefer Gemara? Says, no, they're really part of the Tzibur. They're mukhiv, it's Kirishanim and Tzorzim and Tzibanu. What's with Bizman Azeh? Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Do you say that you're mukhiv to give Machzah Shekel?
You have to have a Sanhedrin figure out.
Yeah, I'm not
how much. they have to shut stuff. How much you have to give also? It's not just matzah shekel. What if they need more? There's always
No, no. But the shaila is, if someone will be marfish today, will it be chal? That shaila depends on we mechuyev to give today.
You can't give it. What is
purchasing karbanas tibur?
You don't have
we can't bring karbanas tibur today. So lechera that depends whether you hold kitchen or shaita and kitchen vasi lo. If you hold that even though the Beis HaMikdash is
bezakana.
What is it? No, karbanas, payments. We'll go make him, we can make him his best, just the Arabs don't let. You say we're not mechuyev because we don't have shalom, we don't have shalom in our
Yisrael.
That's the shaila. So there's a machloik is tanoi, and a machloik is the Rambam and the Raivin, how do we pass? And does the Makam HaMikdash?
The whole call has to be mechuyev. That's just you alone, you can't be
a so the whole call is mechuyev. Maybe the whole call is
mechuyev.
Maybe everybody's mechuyev. Okay. So no, so maybe we're mechuyev today to bring Machta Shekel. That's the shot. Are we mechuyev or not to give Machta Shekel today? Are we mechuyev to give Karbanis just that we're anusim? We just can't do anything about it. Because if we'll bomb the mosque and we'll chase them out, so they'll make a third world war. Or do you say no? That we're not mechuyev at all. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're not mechuyev at all. So offhand, you should say that this should depend on the machloikas, whether the kid shall also love or not. If you hold that the Makam HaMikdash has a Kedusha Bizman, is it like the Rambam Paskins, like those we showed him, then there is a Kedusha HaMikdash, and you are able. So go make a Mizbeach and bring Karbanas. If you hold like the Raivid, and like the Ramban, who passed like the other Tanoim, that like Kitchel Asilavoy, that in the year 70, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kedusha HaMakam there, the Kedusha disappeared. So there's no Makam HaMikdash, so you're not Mechuyev. When you'll make a Beis HaMikdash, then you'll have a chiyuv to bring karbanis. Because man, you don't have a base, you don't have a kedushas HaMikdash, so you don't say that there's a chiyuv karbanis. You can say there's a chiyuv to build a mikdash, and when there will be a makam HaMikdash, there'll be a chiyuv to give karbanis. Because man, there's no mikdash, there's no chiyuv to give karbanis. So lechora on that side, if one should assume that kitchel osid lavoy, if one should assume that kitchel osid lavoy, there is a kedushas HaMikdash, so why not say that bismanazeh the machtas shekel? If you hold that loy kitchel osid lavoy, so we understand that giving machzah shekel today is like a nochri giving machzah shekel. So there's no problem at all. Even if you say a mamish magdashir, that tan is right. That is not chal. It's not going to be chal because it's not bob and edim and adov, only if you mechuyev. And nobody's mechuyev today because it's not kedushas HaMikdash. What if you hold the other way? The Rambam holds a kitchalosi love, and the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's a sveikir adina. Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that it's a sveikir adina whether kedushas HaMikdash is Kayim today or not. That's so that's why he says Tameim should not go on the Makam HaMikdash. So if you hold that there is Kedushas HaMikdash, then you should say that there should be a Chiyuv. Just we're a Nusim, we can't do it, but we should say we're Mechuyev to give Karbanis, so Mechuyev to give Machzah Shek. So you should say that it is Chal. It's not the Nedim and the Dov, you should say that it is Chal. So perhaps you can still give an answer. The Achreinim have an Einfal of a Chiddush, and then the Stipler pointed out in one of his Torah that the Chinuch says it Mefurish. This Achreinim is Shesvar, that when the Gemara says Makriv and Achal Pishayim Bayis, if you all kitchel Asi Lavoi, that the Kedushas Makam HaMikdash remained even after the year 70, and you can still bring Karbonis Bezman HaZeh, Makriv and Achal Pishayim Bayis, you can offer Karbonis even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. That's only a Rishus, it's not a Chayva. You're not Mechuyev to bring Karbonis Bezman HaZeh. And the Stipler brings the Chinuch writes on Mefurish, the Achreinim have this Einfal. And the Chinuch has it Mefurish like that. Then the Stipler writes, after he saw, he didn't have the Achreinim, he just saw the Chinuch. After he saw the Chinuch, so he writes, he was enlightened and he thinks that that must be the Rambam Shita. So he quotes around six Shverer Rambams, that all of the Paskim asked, the Achreinim asked Kashisan, since the Rambam Shita is a Kitchel Asi Lavoi, how did the Rambam ever make a distinction between Mizman HaBayis and Mizman HaZeh? If the Kedushas HaMikdash is there, so all the Dinim should be the same. So they say it must be that the Rambam, the Stipler says, it must be the Rambam holds like this Chinuch, that it's only Rishus. Now, Kriva means if you want to, you're permitted to. Now, Kriva and Achal Pishayim Bayis. You're allowed to bring Karbonis, but you're not Mechuyiv. So perhaps this is the opinion of this Tana, that Makriv and Achal Pishayim Bayis is a Rishus, so you can only give a Nedir and a Dover. You can only give Shlomim, Toido, Oilo, Mincho. But a Korban that has to be Bo Bechoivo, Achatos, and Oshem, a Korban Pesach. Right, but that's not. Whatever karbonis is not bob and edvin ado, whatever carbon can only be bob a chayva, so bismanazah there'll never be a chayva. So there's nothing to discuss. That's perhaps what that Tana holds. This Tana that these goyim are paskining like, those who instituted the machzah shekel bismanazah,
And they weren't worried about Nira Kemagdish Kotchim Machut. They're not worried about the possibility that someone's really going to say, Harei Zemachta Shekel. It'll become Nitfas Begdushas Hegdish, and you'll be stuck with it. So they say the reason why they're not worried is because they hold Ledine like the Yerushalmi. So Shkolim, where they quote one Tana who says that Reb Shimon Agizot, the Tana Reb Shimon said, that it's not in Chal B'zman Hazeh. Why not? So it's because Machta Shekel is not Bo Ben Edwin Adova, like we said by Nachri. Only Bechoyva. B'zman Hazeh is no Choyva. Either because Loi Kitcha Lo Se Lova, so how can you have a Chiyuv to give Machta Shekel? It's not Shaykh, Al Pidin is not Shaykh. Or even if one should assume that Kitcha Lo Se Lova, perhaps they hold, you're not Mechoyv, it's only a Rishus. It's optional. Sure they didn't give him the shekel. No, for sure not. You're not allowed to. No. You're not allowed to give. No. The Rambam sheet is that it was kitchel loslof in the days of Shleiman. But you're not allowed to be mafresh, maksa shekel or any korbanos to Islam that there's no base on mikdash. It's an Easter that you be machshel people that someone by mistake will be using it. But Miretach Hashayla, what if some not? What if some tzedrek that goes ahead and he is mafresh matza shekel? So the Mishnah says it's chal, and you're stuck with it. The guy's a nut. He's not allowed to be mafresh.
And it's mixed in with all the other shekel.
Yeah, so then you're not allowed to use the money. It'll be hegdish. So that's the kasha. How could the Goyim institute a minig? A fundraising minig, everybody give matza shekel. What are you talking about matza shekel? It's going to become hegdish. So you can't use it for the yeshivas. It'll be hegdish. You have to put it away in the yamamel. So they say there's nothing to worry about because be paskin like the sheet in the end of the Yerushalmi Shkolim. That bizman shein beit hamikdash kam. Even if you're mafish matza shekel, it's not chal. It's not chal. So we're giving two explanations of why that should be so. Based on the mission that a nochri who gives matza shekel ein mekablim hemenu, because it cannot be bob and edu and adov only bechayvo. So one can either explain that that bizman hazeh. It's loy kitchel osi lova. If you hold like the Raivin in the Ramban, there's no kedusha samigdash. There's no kedusha migdash. So there's no possibility of bringing korbanos at all. So there's no, it cannot be a chiyuv to matzah shekel. Or even if one should assume that kitchel osi lova, like the Rambam, and the Chafetz Chaim writes that it's a sfeik in Adina, even if you're kitchel osi lova, but still one could still say that it's only makriv and afishen bais, means that it's a rishus. It's not a chayvus. If it's a rishus, means that you can only give korbanos at a boy, but that doing a dover, but korbanos chayva not. That you can make a mizbeach. You won't need any grace gedulas to make a mizbeach. If there's no kedushas mokum, then it's a major job. Then it's mamash yesh mehan, you have to create a kedusha. But if a kedushas mokum is there, and the kedushas mokum on mizbeach is there, just the mizbeach is not there. So we'll move on mizbeach, like we don't have the behemoth either. So I'll buy a behemoth. That's not a problem. That's a hechatim tzedigah problem. That's a hechatim tzedigah problem. We'll figure out, we'll solve all the problems. But if there's no kedushas hamigdosh, that's not stam a problem. Then there's nothing to discuss. There's no base hamigdosh. So if you all like each other, so then there's nothing to discuss. You can't say you mechuyev to bring kabbonos. There's no mokum to bring kabbonos. But if there is a kedushas hamigdosh, just there's no mizbech, that's a hechatim tzedigah problem. So we'll get a mizbech, so we'll get a kohen, so we'll get a klisharis. Those are just side problems. But if there's no base hamigdosh, that's not a side problem. That's the major issue. Yeah.
Another problem.
Minor details.
That's a minor. That's why they lack the one who wanted to bring them start again to call the Pesach.
The third topic when the Paschim discuss the role of women regarding Purim is the Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara says in Furush, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, women are obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah because Afin Habiyosanes. So the simple pshat in the Gemara that's our Rashi and Taisus and the Ruba of the Rishonim say is that the women are obligated to the same extent as the men, and if the woman has to be the balas kriya, so she can lay for the men and men can lay for the women. It's all the same thing. Everybody has the same level of fit. Then Taisus quotes the shvere shita from the Bahag. This is kemat the feirish against the Gemara in Erechin, beginning of Erechin. The Bahag insists based on a different brayse. It's kemat the feirish against the Gemara. It's not shaykh to fit it into the Gemara. Bahag insists that a woman cannot lain to be moitzi a man. Why not? Why can a woman not lain to be moitzi a man? If the women are mechuyev also, why does he say that women cannot be moitzi a man? So the Rishonim have six different suggestions as far as pshat in the Bahag. Some of them are entertaining and amusing, and others are more serious. So some Rishonim say because koilisha, Chavadanish. What's Hashem? He's going to lay him a truck, Koilisha. That's how some Hashem says. That's not Parsha Pshat in the Bahag. He doesn't seem to be worried about the Koilisha. She's going to lay him without truck, and she still can't be Maitzi the man. Then Taisis and Sukkah writes because it's not Kovarat Sibur. All right. It's like a woman shouldn't get an aliyah because of it's not kovarat zibur. But l'chor, it's not kovarat zibur. That's a tam for l'chatchila that it's not proper to do it. But the way they quote the Bahak sounds like even b'diyeved, if the only person in the whole community who knows how to read the Megillah is a woman, she's not yetsa b'diyeved. The pasha pshat the not yetsa. She can't say because koilisha. Let her read without trap, and you can't say because kovarat zibur. The mamish won't be yetsa otherwise. Ala b'leis brer avara, you have the woman like. So that's why the rishonim give different time. So the popular explanation that most of the poskim give is that the reason why the women are mechuyev, even though it's a zman grom, is because achein hoy b'yosana. So we mentioned a few weeks ago that the Tesis has in one place the two variant days in Tesis. Tesis has one day, achein hoy b'yosana is only a chiv on a level of the rabbon. It's not a chiv on a level of the rice. And the men are mechuyev in kriyas ha-megillah, but it's also only mid the rabbon. So what's the problem? So some suggest, no, the Kriyas HaMegillah is a higher level of a Din DeRabbanan, that's called the Rikabola. The Rikabola means a Din DeRabbanan which is recorded in the Vim Ksuvim. It's Beruach HaKodesh Nemra. So a Din DeRabbanan which is recorded in Kisvei HaKodesh is halfway in between a Din DeRais and a Din DeRabbanan. The Poskim have a whole series of Nafkaminis Ladina based on that suggestion, that maybe Mikra Megillah should be a higher level of a Din DeRabbanan that should be called the Rikabola. So if one should assume like that, both premises are highly questionable, but if one should assume like this, that the men are mechuyev mikra megillah midirei kabbalah, which is a higher level, the women are mechuyev midirei rabbanan, so then we understand why the Bahak says that a woman cannot be mitzi the men, because the women only have a lower level of chiyuv than the men. The question is that the both premises are questionable, whether that's true, that afin habiyosan that's only mechuyev women on a level of the rabbanan, maybe it's mechuyev on a level of direi kabbalah. And maybe men are also not Medivir Kabbalah. Maybe Kriyas HaMegillah is not Medivir Kabbalah. But Shabina Rav has in his Tshuva stated that Misham, he disagrees with the Munkacha. Munkacha says that Kriyas HaMegillah is Medivir Kabbalah. And that's why he says that there is a din, that with respect to din of the Raisa, you're not allowed to rely on the Hazoka de Rav. The Gemara says in the middle of Nida, in Bar Simen, that a boy who reached the age of 13 or a girl who reached the age of 12, we assume that they're probably bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, because they probably have shtei sirus. That's a chazok of the rabbah. That's an assumption. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to rely on that chazok with respect to dinim deraisa, only with respect to dinim derabbana. So what about dirik kabbalah? So the Rishonim have a lotion, the Rabbi Natam and others say dirik kabbalah, dirik terah damyan. Sometimes we treat dirik kabbalah with the same chaymer adin like dinim deraisa. So the Munkacha has a chumra, agabi chumra, has many tshuvas like that. So he says you don't allow a boy who is just recently bar mitzvah that he should be the balkari for kriyas HaMegillah. Rather, this poor man going to a bar mitzvah, and they're going to have the boys going to lay in the Megillah. So I'm going to hear the yeshiva. All parshas zocher, yeah. So he says the Munkacha has this chiddush. You don't allow you don't allow a kid to lay in kriyas HaMegillah if he was just recently bar mitzvah, unless somebody checks to see that he has to pay service. Okay, let his father check, and I make an announcement. This is a bona fide bar mitzvah bacha, and you can be yotzei kriyas HaMegillah. Okay, but if no one went to check, no person who was past bar mitzvah went to check to see if he has shtei sarvus, and the Munkacha has this chumra that divi kabbalah gedivi torah dami, and you're not permitted to rely on a chazok ederov. So the Chabina Rav has a tshuva, says that he's all wrong. He quotes Befevish Arise from Rishonim and Achronim that kriyas HaMegillah is only with the rabbanon, it's not with divi kabbalah. That's a whole pilpul whether it's right or wrong. It's not. Shabina Rav gets all excited, but others hold this, and Rav Soloveitchik always liked that svar. He thought the Turi Yevon was right. Turi Yevon has like that, and Rabbi Kivega has, and Rabbi Chaim Weizer has like that, and maybe you do treat Kriyas HaMegillah. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has many postmates, a popular idea.
As far as
Bobby
Young.
Right. Perhaps a distinction. Perhaps Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Medivir Kabbalah, and Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is Medivir Kabbalah. Right, that's what many are. Right, if you say this Mahalat, then a woman could lay the Megillah Balayla and not Bayom. Okay. So this is one of the suggestions that the Achrenim interpret in the Bahag Shita, that a woman cannot be Moitzi a man because the women are on a Mechuyiv and the Rabbon and the men are Mechuyiv Medivir Kabbalah, which is a high level of Chiyuv.
What do you pay? So could she also, since she's on the same level, are some very, so
Hagodah is a shayla if women are mechuyev.
Yes, she's also as one of the Abba crisis,
Yeah, Kiddush, Mikra Adin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Mikra Adin, women are just as mechuyev as men, so Mikra Adin, the women can be moitzi the men. But he just says that it's not nice. Mishnah Berurah writes, it's not nice that the wife should have to be moitzi the husband of the Kiddush. Let the husband say the Kiddush. Let the wife bench lift and let the husband say the Kiddush. That's how the Mishnah Berurah writes. Other Acharim give a different interpretation in the Bahag. Why the women? They're all groping. The Bahag doesn't really explain what kind of a time. So others give a different time. So they say that the Gemara Megillah and Daf Yudalad raises a kasha that we discussed many times. Why don't we recite Hallel on Purim? So the Gemara gives three answers. So one answer is that it was a Nesha B'chutz Loretz, and for some reason or another you don't say Hallel on a Nesha B'chutz Loretz. The other answer is you only say Hallel when you can recite Hallel Avdei Hashem, V'loy Avdei Paro. B'shazi Tzias Mitzrayim, we were freed from Paro's bondage. But here is Akati Avdei Dachashver Shanan, we remained Avodim, so you can't say Hallel Avdei Hashem. And the third time that the Gemara gives is that Kriyasa Zuhalelo, that the reading of the Megillah is the key of Kriyasa Halel. Oh. And Taisvis says that women are potter from Halel. Taisvis has a Gemara, it's a Gemara Sukkah, that women are potter from Halel. So when we read the Megillah on Purim, there's a double mitzvah. Well, you're to the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which is Pesulim Nisa, that women are Mechuyiv also because Av Hein Oiv Yosanes, they're Mechuyiv in that aspect of Pesulim Nisa. But the men are mechuyev in kriyas and megillah mitam shnei alochas, mitam the aloch of pirsumi nisa, and mitam the mitzvah of halal. And the women are only mechuyev mitam pirsumi nisa, not mitam halal. So that's why the women are not mechuyev legamrei and everything. But then again, this would only apply to the kriyas and megillah bayom, because he can only be yetzei halal bayom. But the Mishnah says he can't be yetzei halal balayla. So then, the male, according to this time, the women could lay the megillah for the men. So back again to that possibility. Then the Marcheshes has his funny interpretation. He says that the Kriyas HaMegillah is also along the lines that we just suggested, is a double Kiyam. It's a Kiyam of Pirsumi Nisa, that Kiyam the women have, because Afin HaBiyas HaNes, but it's also a Kiyam of Zechira HaSamolik. And the Rishonim say, all the Rishonim will talk about the topic, say the women are Pater from Parashat Zohar, the women are Pater from HaMolik, so the women are Pater from that aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah, of Zechira HaSamolik. So the women cannot be moitzi the men, neither by Yom nor by Laila, in the Kriyas HaMegillah, because they're only mechuyev in the one aspect, and the other aspect they're not mechuyev
at all. We read the Megillah, and we read the Kriya, which has to do with Kriyas HaMegillah.
Right. So he suggests, the Achidish, he says that maybe the Gemara says the reason why we lay in Parashat Zohar right before Purim is to be masmich that the story of Amalek, the Mikra Megillah. So he says maybe the Kavanah HaGemara is that the Kriyas HaMegillah is also a Kiyum. There's also a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek. So since the women, the Rishonim say the women are part of Zechiras HaMolek, so they only have the one aspect of Kriyas HaMegillah, not the other. Yeah, it would appear from perhaps from the Gemara like that, like this. Yeah, but the Rishonim give Havart about Shmi and Kriya. We don't exactly understand what that means. I don't know. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik suggested another pshat. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, that the women are not Kriya HaMegillah again. You say there are two aspects to Kriya HaMegillah. So that's two dinim. One din is Pesumi Nisa, that the women are Mechuyev because Afin Hayvi Yosanes. And the other aspect is like Kriya HaTorah. Like Kriya HaTorah, Talmud Torah. So women are not Mechuyev in Talmud Torah. So if the woman were laying for the man, legabi that chiyev, she's not a mechuyev b'dov. But the shayla is this what the Rishonim mean when they say the lashon that women are only mechuyev in shmi and they're not mechuyev in kriya? I mean to say that kriya means kriya satayra, talmud tayra, and shmi means pesumi niso. It's a little dochuk in the lashon.
But also when you say that you use the halula, doesn't mean that this kriya is like the halo from Pesach. It means that what is the halal from Pesach to mefarsim anes? So the kri is mefarsim anes. But you can't say that just like you put in that halal, they put in that halal. Because the halal is not, halal doesn't mean stam halal like we say Pesach. Halal means a certain thing.
What about the halal from Pesach and women chayv with halal from Pesach?
No, he said no. Gemara says they're not chayv. The Netziv Tain is against these. The Netziv writes in his commentary on the Shiltas when the Gemara says kriyasa zu halela. So the Miri comments, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor has in Birkei Yosef a comment based on the Miri, quotes from the Miri. What if you're in a place where there is no Megillah? Yeah. So then he says, you're mechuyav to say halal on Purim. Because the only reason why you don't... Yeah. He says, because the Gemara gave three explanations why we don't say halal on Purim. And some Rishonim pask in Kriyas is halal, that the Megillah, with the Megillah, you say halal. But if you don't have a Megillah, then you have to say halal. So the Netziv says, fashteitzach, that the Miri is wrong.
Yeah.
No, yeah, mitabro. Halal mitabro. So the Netziv says, everybody knows the Miri is wrong. Nobody does like that. But why is he wrong? Why is he wrong? So he says, I'll tell you why he's wrong. The Gemara does mean to say kriyas zu halele, that you really mechuyev in halal, and by reading the Megillah you get to halal. He says the chachamim were never misaken a mitzvah of halal on Purim because they had kriyas on Megillah, so they didn't bother. But if you happen to be stuck in Indonesia and you don't have yet and you don't have a Megillah, they were never misaken halal. Nish, because 99 out of 100 people will have a Megillah. So just because you don't have a Megillah, it's not that there is a chiyev halal. And by reading Kriyas HaMegillah, you might say that double mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and Amir HaSal. Then it seems holds that this whole chart is all wrong. But this is based on the Miri.
You're not going to take something else. You also, if you don't have the Megillah, you're not going to say halal from Pesach. It's nothing to do with...
Right. But this whole chart is based on the Miri, who says like that. He interprets the Gemara Kipshuto. Kriyas is Zuha Leila. You really are Mechuyav in halal. And reciting the Megillah is the Kiyam of Kriyas HaMegillah. Still, that's say that she's less of a mechuyev. She's less of a mechuyev.
No, she is a mechuyev in mikra.
She's only mechuyev in one aspect.
No. The
ma'aser,
that's it. The ma'aser mitzvah is.
A lot of things like this.
The whole bahagish shver. Bahagish shver. Sachumah. Sachver bahagish. Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Zohar. Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon, the Magen Avraham quote from the Zohar, Amerish Anelam, that a woman shouldn't even read the Megillah to be Moitzi herself. Gor, the Pashim Shadding Mother, women can be Moitzi the men also. And then they quote the Bahag, no, they can't be Moitzi men. And then they quote Achumen, they can't be Moitzi themselves, because the woman is only Mechoyiv in Shmiya, she's not Mechoyiv in Kriya. So when she learns the Megillah, it's not called a Heftz of a Kriya, it's a Megillah, it's a Zohar. When the woman learns, not called the Kriya, because she's not Mechuyiv in Kriya. So she has to hear a Shmiya from someone who's Mechuyiv in a Kriya. And then when if you lane, someone lanes for the women, someone goes to lane for the women, so you say that she should say a different bracha. Instead of saying L'shmaya Megillah, instead of saying Al Mikra Megillah, they should say a different nusa. Achrayim say you should say L'shmaya instead of just a He'orah. When you lane the Yechidus, if you don't have a minion, so it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't say Harovish Rivein of Adonis Dinen, the Drach Shal Achrel. And the Ramo has a quote, Machloikis Arishon, where the five men and five women are Mitzurif over here. For a minion, for Dovish Bekdusha, the women are not Mitzurif. But for over here, where the purpose of the ten is for Pesumi Niso, so maybe women are also Mitzurif. So that's a Shailendin. So the Ramo writes Yesh his topic. He's not Machriya in this Machloikis that the Tur quotes. So Mitam Sofik, the pasuk says that whenever you lane for women, even if you have 100 women, you shouldn't say Harabis Rivenu at the end, because we only say Harabis Rivenu when you lane Basor, and that's the shaila whether we treat the women as Asor. You have to have 10 men. Then there's another asik the pasuk can have. Are women mechuyev and shalachmanas and matanas lavyon? So Ramo says yes. The Ramo writes that yes. Rabbi Kibbeger quotes the Pichadish that it says mishalachmanas ish l'reyehu ish v'lo ish. An Einfall of a drosha. Now Rabbi Kivega has a whole new Einfall. He says a different mahalach. Rabbi Kivega suggests that Afein Ha'ibiyos Anes is only mechayiv women on a mitzvah de rabbanon, not on a mitzvah de rais. And maybe Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damyon. So Afein Ha'ibiyos Anes won't work on a Divrei Kabbalah. So Shalach Manas Matanas Lavyanim is a Divrei Kabbalah. That says Mefurish, Mishloach Manas Lishlavyayu, Matanas Lavyanim. So that's why women perhaps are part of Shalach Manas Matanas Lavyanim. Because the Kabbalah can be Torah Damyon, but Mikra Megillah is not the Divrei Kabbalah, like the Chibina Rav says. That's what Rabbi Kivega suggests. Kriyas HaMegillah is only the Rabbanon. Why? Because you only call a Din de Rabbanon a Divrei Kabbalah if it's written Beloshen Tzivui in the Pasuk. That's a Rashi and Tainis Daf Tezvalim now. It's Beloshen Rashi and Tainis. So Kriyas HaMegillah says, "Vayamim Hoelin Nizkarim Benasim." So the word Nizkarim is referring to Kriyas HaMegillah. That's the only mocker. Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, that is the mocker for Mikra Megillah. It says casually that all the Jews read the Megillah, but it doesn't say you have to read the Megillah. But it says you have to give Shalach Manas, and you have to have a Sudas Purim, and you have to have Matanas Lavyan. That says Beloshim Tzivui. So maybe women are not mechuyevim suda in shalach manas matanas lavyanim because they become balag divrei Torah damyan, and afen habiyos anes doesn't apply to mitzvahs deraisa. Masheini kain kriyas hamegillah is not a divrei kabbalah, so it's only a din derabbanan. Rabbi Kivegi suggests a pshetel. Rabbi Kivegi has an arachaim on the bottom of arachaim. So dafke there the women are mechuyevim.
And then we take the word.
But the Rama says not so. But the Rama says not so. Rama says that women are mechuyevim. All the mitzvahs are yam.
We take the word zocha. We make it. We say it really means a beraisa thing. You have to say it out loud and you have to read it and so forth.
Because the word zachar is a tzivui. The word zachar is a tzivui.
No,
it says hayamim vayla nizkarim and asim. It says that the Jews.
How are they nizkarim?
Yeah,
but it's not a tzivui.
In passing, the pasuk writes that the Jews read the Megillah, but it doesn't say belashon tzivui. That's what Rabbi Kivet.
Besides the fact that her husband used, she has to give herself personally.
So you have to give to different people. Yeah.
I mean, the woman herself. Hey, Yitzchak.
That's right.
Well, she has to have her husband give twice as much. The husband should have her in mind. You should give her. Yeah. But you give shalach manas, you have to give twice. You have to give an extra amount of shalach manas for the woman. And then there's a fifth basic that the post can have a whole major machlekes about, can a woman write a Megillah? We know the din is that a woman may not write a teretz filling on mezuzah. That's a gemara in Gitnah from Haman base. What about a Megillah Esther? So that's a machlekes. So some post can say it's about tichtav Esther. And the Gemara Megillah learns that the dinim of Ksivis HaMegillah from that pasuk Vatich Tavesta. So how can you say that a woman is Psula? And others say no, that it says Vatich Rois. It says that when the Malach came to kill Moshe Rabbein because he wasn't Mal his son, it says Vatich Rois Tzipar is Orlas Bino. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav has a machlokes amara whether a woman is Kshera for Nilo. So the Gemara says, how can a woman not be Kshera? It's a pasuk in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, it says that she saw to it.
But that was before Matan Torah, and everybody had the same mechuyif as a woman.
No, that was after Avraham Avinu already had a din of
Mila. Right,
Mila was given.
Yeah, I know.
So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Gemara has this kasha. The Gemara never resolved. Fake the kasha. It's not a medish kliyos. The Gemara has this kasha. The Hakan Tzipora do the Mila. Says a pasuk in the Chumash. If this amara holds on an isha's psul, I would have said the mecharish that did later. I don't know, but the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Gemara says that Tzipora should have been posel. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean that she did. She got a man to do the bris mila. She didn't do it herself. So some Achronim say, what's the right? This Techemen has a riot. It says, Vatichtav Esther. But Esther wrote the Megillah. It says, so the Gemara learns that all the dinim of Ksiv. So the Achronim taina that she got someone else to write. It doesn't mean that she dictated the Megillah. It doesn't necessarily mean that she read, that she wrote.
If it's supposed to a man, a guy, to do the bris mila, is better than a... Ayid.
Stomach van Ayid.
Where? It
was
in the hotel, yeah. In the hotel. Okay. These are the five, just the kitzur to review. These are the five issues which the Paskim raised regarding women's participation in the mitzvah Sampurim. Regarding the parasha Zohar and the Machtos HaShekel and the level of Chiyuv HaNoshim B'Kriyas. The Gemara says the Mechuyev Mikra Megillah, but exactly to what level are they mechuyev and the shalach manas matanas lavyer and the machlokes and the shaila of ksivas hamigila. Shaila of ksivas hamigila is a real big shaila that I didn't go into. That's a big shaila. How can an isha? Why should an isha be ksheir? If she's psula for sefer Torah, how can you be mechalik between ksivas hamigila? Ksivas
hamigila. No.
What, to what extent are you medamit and to what not? That's a long arichas in the Gemara.
It's an against also.
Would you apply the same thing?
That's the Gemara has a din. To what extent does Megillah says the din of Kikisri
Afanish? Would you apply this to other Megillahs too?
No, you're not allowed to. Why should Taka mention that? The Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that you're not allowed to touch the Megillah with your bare hands. That before, the din is that before you lay in the Megillah, you should wash until it's a dime with a cup. Like you wash before bread without a broch, and then you're permitted to touch the Megillah. He says because it's a machlokes whether the yisur of touching a sefer Torah is limited dafke to sefer Torah or applies to nevi'im uksuvim. So although we are machmir even not to touch the cloth of nevi'im uksuvim, but there's a further machlokes tesis in the Martcha. What if a person washes until a sedan in advance and his hands are perfectly clean? maybe then he is permitted to touch the Sefer Torah. So though normally we're machmer, we don't allow you, even if you wash hands, you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah. But in the Vim Ksumim, it's sort of a sfek sveka, a tzir of hashitas. Then maybe the whole din, maybe the whole isa doesn't apply in the first place against touching with your bare hands. And even if it does apply, maybe the din is like the marcha, that if you wash and fill a sedam in advance, it's mutter. So the Mishnah Brura writes in Kuf Mem Zayin, in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, in the wrong place, he writes that don't forget on Purim that if you have your own Megillah, to wash your hands beforehand. He should have written in Hilchas Megillah. He writes it in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, in Kuf Mem Zayin, that you should wash your hands before you get to touch the Megillah. Right, the Gemara says a Nikra Seifim and Nikra Segeris. That's a major topic. To what extent does the Megillah says to have the din like Sharkis or Kredish, and to what extent not?
This question is only isolated to Megillah. Yeah. Other forms certainly she cannot die.
No. Probably those who are Mekel on Megillah says that would be Mekel on Shanavim Meksuvim also.
Only the Megillah Meksuvim and not on Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah for sure now. That's a Gemara though now.
Writing
yeah, a goy can also write ksuva. There's a famous goy who writes ksuvas.
What about riding the truck?
A goy from Boston.
Megillah
also lechatchila you're not allowed to for sure. Lechatchila you're not allowed to because the trup in the nekudas is supposed to represent Torah Shabbat Peh. So you're not supposed to. That's mutilating the Torah Shabbichsav if you put it in. But the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that it would be kosher.
What if you put a stencil inside
the
pizza?
So that's good even lechatchila.
To put a stencil with the trup right on top, but like a piece of plastic.
And a safe
attire. On a safe attire. Yeah. You should be able to read it right there. You don't touch the safe attire.
No, the Dievid it doesn't pass.
What about
laminating
the Sefer Torah? So it shouldn't chip. The ink shouldn't fall off like you always have sometimes in the final. So you should laminate it. You should make it plastic and never. Would it be looking?
Probably would be okay. Chara should be okay. The Megillah tells the story.
Someone explained by the Parshas Tefillin, certain sufferings to put like a white powder on it. And then when you bend it, that's where the thing goes off.
Yeah. That's the Hepa. All the poskim talk about that. They would smear the cloth before they write the Yosef. So that's a Dion and Achreinim. Maybe that constitutes a Hefsik and a Chatzitza between the Oisius and the cloth. You have to write Dio, Agabi cloth. This is not Agabi cloth. So Rav Achreinim say that it's okay. And then Miwata Mahmer.
That's the reason why many times the letters.
Right. It's faster, it's easier to write. If you smear it first, you smear the cloth, it's easier to write quickly, but then it breaks off faster because it's not stuck to the cloth as well. So that's a Machmek. It's the Rav HaPoskim HaMekel. The Pischit Shuvin Yeredei quotes that. Rav HaPoskim HaMekel on that, and the Miwata Mahmer on it. They all did it's no good. The Pasuk in the Megillah tells the story of Haman, v'chol avdei ha'melech asher b'shar ha'melech korim v'mishtachavim lo'haman, k'chein tziv v'loi ha'melech, v'mordechai lo yichra v'loi yishtachavim, v'mordechai didn't bow down. So the Medrash asks on that pasuk, v'chikantem ron hoyo, v'oivir al gzeres ha'melech, why was he such a lahachasnik? What does it bother him if he bows down to Haman?
That's the question
to
Haman.
Why
does it say lo yichra, it doesn't say lo korah?
Why was bothering Mordechai? Why didn't he bow down? Everybody's back down. So you bow down. He can't run higher. Why is he just a lahachasnik? So Tosis quotes the Medrash. He had slum in Maliba. He was walking around with getchkes. So Tosis fact that kasha. In other words, you heard about Yavo. He wanted everybody to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. And Mordechai is not going to bow down Yehori Bal Yav. So Tosfos Svekta Kasha, what kind of Avodah Zarah? I don't believe in that Avodah Zarah. I'm not banged. I'm banged down to Haman. The whole thing is a fake. It's just it's a Marisayan. A Marisayan of Avodah Zarah. So you say Yehori Bal Yav, a Marisayan. You say Yehori Bal Yav, an Avodah
Zarah. So you can say by
every Avodah Zarah. Oh, so Tosfos the same Kasha in every Avodah Zarah. There's a Machloik, it's a Bayver of, what if a person is Zoyvid Meyahav Meyira? I worship Avodah Zarah because I'm afraid my boss is going to fire me. My wife, my wife wants me to worship Avodah Zarah. So I love my wife, so I bow down to the Avodah Zarah. I don't believe in the Avodah Zarah. I'm over Avodah Zarah, me'ahavo, or me'yiro, but not out of Amunah. I don't really believe in it. So it's a machlekes avayverov, whether you're chayv or potter. We pass him like you potter from Mis, like Rovah. So Tosfos says the kasha, if you potter, means that it's not really the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. So how do you ever have your Hargal Yavar and Avodah Zarah? You should say there's no Yavar. There's no Aveira. It's an Aveira Marisayan. So how do you say Hargal Yavar and Marisayan? So that's what Tosis answers then, Achinami, that even though this Taka no Aveira of Avodah Zarah at all, it's only a Marisayan, but it looks like you're giving up your religion. So that's the halacha of your Hargal Yavar. Even though it's only a Marisayan. No, Avodah Zarah, you always say Avodah Zarah, Gavash Chazam, you always say. And then the Gemara adds on the Bishas Hashmad, we say Yehargal Yavar, Afilu, Halakas of the Mesana. Even if the Goyim wear different color shoelaces, and the Jews wear different color shoelaces, and the Goy forces me to wear that color shoelaces, say Yehargal Yavar. So the Shaila is, if the Goy forces me to be Mechal Shabbos, Bishas Hashmad, or the Ferhesia, I understand, he forces me to eat Trefes, Bishas Hashmad, or the Ferhesia. I can understand, I have to give up my life rather than do the Aver. But if he forces me to wear Goyish shoelaces instead of Yiddish shoelaces, so what's the Aveira? The Talmud Shem says it's a chukas akum. Ah, minig l'shem preachers, they used to wear red shoelaces that represented preachers, and it's a minig chukas akum. And that is, the Rambam doesn't seem to interpret like that. So what's taka the pshat of the arkas of the Misan? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, pshat, based on this taisvus, the taisvus is the Avodah Zarah, how do you ever have? There is no Avodah Zarah. It's a bluff. If he doesn't believe in it, so it's not Avodah Zarah, so it's just a Marisayan. So the answer is that the fact that it's going to look as if I'm doing Avodah Zarah, that makes it into an Issa. Even though it per se is not an Issa, it's just an Issa Marisayan. And it isn't even an Issa Marisayan. Everybody knows that he's forcing me into it. It's not even an Issa Marisayan. That itself creates an issa, the fact that it looks as if I'm doing an aver. So the same is true regarding any dover hamutter. That's what the Gemara, that's what he said, the Ramam Shita is by Arkas of the Masana. When you have a dover hamutter, but it represents and it's symbolic of a movement, or it's symbolic of a chet, of a harisas hadas, that's what the Gemara calls Arkas of the Masana. So the Moshel, Rav Soloveitchik was once asked many years ago that in certain communities in Europe, Orthodox communities, they have a practice that they have a nochri drive around a bus and pick up all the balabatim and pick them up to shul on Shabbos. So what's the din? So they hold that it's mutter in Europe in these communities. Why? Because in Shulchan Aruch we say that Amir Eliyakim is mutter, the makam mitzvah de rabim. The opinion of the Baluiter is that Amir Eliyakim is mutter, the makam any mitzvah. And we don't accept his opinion completely, only b'mokam mitzvah derab. So to put together a minyan that everybody should daven b'tzibur, we consider a mitzvah derab. So mikra din is mutter to have a nochri drive around, even though it's a malocha deraisa to drive a car, it's mavir, it's havar. So we allow amir liyakam ananisa deraisa b'mokam mitzvah derab. So the Rav Soloveitchik, maybe we should ein fear such a thing in the outskirts, in the suburbs, when the people live far away from shul, if it's chutz l'tchum. So then it's their issa, so they're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum. If they live techat chum. And the only problem is that it's hard to walk, so we should be mater amir l'nakum b'mokam mitzvah
derab. Shabbos bus.
Yeah, a Shabbos bus. He said that he feels that it's osa. He said that in Europe maybe it's mutter, but here in America, because the conservatives in the reform, I'm showing paskudavit, that it's mutter and it's a mitzvah to drive yourself to shul. So even though we're not driving ourselves, we're getting enough to drive to us, but to drive to shul, and our Medina is symbolic and representative of Harisa Sadas, so that itself makes it into an issa. Even though the act per se is hetagom, and the Mishnah Berurah says mutter. Amir Yaakov Mokam Mitzvah Derabim is mutter. So he said, no, an act which is a semel, which is representative of Harisa Sadas, either Bekulo, like Avodah Zarah, or Bemiktsoso, like over here, Chilul Shabbos, that itself makes it that it's an issa. That's one of the problems, I'll just conclude with this. That's one of the problems with the women's minyanim. That's one of the problems. The shoresh of many of the women's minyanim comes from the conservatives. One of the earliest women's minyanim in the United States is in St. Louis, at the traditional synagogue there, which was originally a break off from the conservative congregation there. The people were a little too frum, they didn't like the conservatives, so they moved up, but they didn't want to make an orthodox, so they made a traditional. Traditional means a hybrid, a pshara between orthodox and conservative. So they had a traditional congregation, but as a carryover from the conservative synagogue where they gave the women aliyahs and they went mitzarek women to the minyanim, so they wanted to carry over a little bit b'mikza, so they started women's minyanim over there. And here in New York also, many of these women's groups were organized by women who go to the seminary, Elhomas Machis, who finished the seminar. Daik Vitishka. You're talking about other women's prayer groups. But some of these prayer groups were organized and are still being run. The one in Riverdale and the one in Washington Heights, they were organized by women who came from the seminary, who were interested in studying in the seminar. So such a minig, which is rooted, even if it's a minig toiv, but if it's rooted in an inyan of harisus hadas, and sishmek from harisus hadas, that itself is a reason to aser. That's well like matcha, matcha lichra of lo yishtacha. That's the halacha of Yohar Gvayam.
The rejection of Yom HaShoah. Because it started with the reform in Temple Emmanuel.
That's one of the problems, yeah.